What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hi, this is Chi.
Mini Del Macho.
I'm now a dirty, dirty console player.
What? Get out of there.
He got one.
Therefore,
the Switch, though, right?
Cast you away from this room. No, I'm just kidding. That's awesome. Congratulations.
I think JP Diddy bought one as well, or someone on the Discord, they were saying.
Hey, someone on the Discord bought one.
But you already have a Switch, Mini. So Mini has a Switch. Amelia just switched.
There's a lot of people on our Discord that have one now.
Yeah. I still won't have a TV in my place, so I won't be getting a console anytime soon. So.
It has its own screen.
You're right. It's okay.
All right. Well, before we get started, shout outs to our new Patreons, Ben and Tagloro.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Tagloro, have you Patreoned us before?
Yeah, he had.
Well, welcome back.
He paid us, and then we paid him, and then he's paying us again.
I think I actually canceled my Patreon membership.
Good. Oh, finally?
Finally, yeah.
Now that you're contributing so much to the podcast?
No, I think because in lieu of that, I think I just subscribe on Twitch.
Oh, there you go.
Patreon, so. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. That works, too. All right. We are going to be having a new method for submitting listener questions. The way we do it now, you can go to our Discord, and there's a text channel where you can put a listener question, but that's messy. We have to go through that each week and kind of rifle through a lot of stuff to find all the questions, and there's got to be a better way to do it. So we are working on that. We hope to have that ready soon. And then also, someone last week, we doing all right over there?
She's humping the table.
No.
She does this every podcast.
I've never in my entire life met somebody who can't get comfortable as much as she.
Well, because the mic doesn't extend far back enough, so I have to push my body towards the table, but the giant pole in the middle of my legs here doesn't let me get there, so I always have to lean in closer to Bobby. If anyone's watching on Twitch, the reason why I'm sitting so close to Bobby is, other than, you know,
he smells better.
Yeah, I was about to say, Bobby just
it's because I literally can't pull in closer to the table. I'm waiting for us to switch over to like a casting couch. Not casting couch. Like a podcasting couch.
Okay. All right, I'm just going to cut you off. Right,
yeah, take it away, Bobby.
Bobby, have we thought about a couch? Did we think about a couch? We did, but
they're terrible. Yeah,
you're
but
not like
doing what we do.
You're not engaged in the conversation because you're too comfortable.
Just chilling,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, but what if
unless
my
you
toes
got like these
get
super,
cold,
like
Amelia?
Really dexterous arms, you could just like bring it way back over here. Right?
Yeah, but then again, if you're leaning back, you're probably not giving your best performance. So.
Right.
Yeah, you got to lean in like Larry King here style, you know. See what I do? I just like put one elbow on the table and I just kind of lean in.
And it means so
you
much.
Look so dapper while doing it, too.
Yeah.
Your hair's a little messier than usual.
Yeah. You got to.
Dude, I found this canister of pomade that is not working for me. It's like, it's supposed to be a heavy hold, but it's like a shiny one. It's just like putting water in my hair.
Oh, really?
It's not working at all.
You always got to get with Matt.
But I'm not going to waste it. I'm going to use it, and then I'll go with, or I'll go back to my normal brand.
What is your normal brand?
I'll take it from you if you don't want it. I need new pomade.
All right.
Girls use pomade? Never knew.
Yeah, because I have a lot of flyaways and then for the tip of my hair. But I don't put it like anywhere else. It's just for flyaways and for the corners.
To control the crazy parts.
Yeah, yeah, the frizz. That's basically it.
Mm-hmm. DL Gaming, where you get all your hair tips.
What pomade are you using right now, Bobby?
There's not really any specific brand that I use. Okay. I just go online and on Amazon and find one that is a heavy hold and not a shiny one.
Yeah, I can recommend one. Suavecito.
Suavecito, yeah.
So I don't think that works well with my hair.
Really? Yeah, it's going to be too shiny, I think, for Bobby.
They have matte and shiny.
Oh, do they have matte?
Yeah.
All right.
Bobby's been giving me some beauty
they
tips.
They need to make a Suavecito commercial where they sing.
They have commercials?
No, they need to make one where they sing it to the music of Despacito. No.
Dude, they would have to pay so much for that licensing, I bet.
Anyway, let's get through this intro. Okay, so someone asked about a game night a week or two ago, and we are in the process of getting that organized. It's looking like it's going to be this coming Saturday at 4 p.m. Pacific. That is tentative. We aren't nailing it down yet, but there will be announcements as to the exact date and time and also which games we're going to be playing. Probably going to be Tabletop Simulator involved, so I would pick that up if you get an opportunity.
It never goes on sale, so don't wait for that. $20 always.
It goes on sale sometimes, really? But not for very much.
For like 10%, 20%.
Yeah, I've seen it like $15, could have sworn 12 one time.
I paid full price.
Yeah, we were talking about it last week, right? It's just so like, there's so much to do. What's the word I'm looking for? It's so blossoming. I'm going to let you video games.
Robust.
Robust is the word I was looking for.
Blossoming.
Is there a way to RSVP to game night, or is it just come?
It's going to be some sort of interactive calendar that we're going to have, right?
Yeah, we're going
to
have a calendar.
I might actually be able to make a portion of it. Cool. I can't promise.
And we will be doing this with the Diplo community, very large gaming community there, a lot of cool people. So there's going to be a lot of people there.
So, yeah, depending
on the... Dude, we should do a versus.
I was actually thinking, like, depending on the size, can we do, like, a kickball? Like,
for sure, we're smarter, right?
What?
I don't know.
Can I tell you something really shady about the last DLG game night that we had? So apparently one of the people that came and showed up for our last DLG game night, I think we played Overwatch, like, you know, one of those open server games.
Big deal gamers been wanting to do that again.
Yeah. And the last time we did that was months and months ago, right? 6, 7, 8 months.
That was in February.
February. Wow. Yeah. So since February. And literally this past week, I get a Discord message from one of the guys. He's like, hey, I kind of forgot why you're my friends list. Who are you? I'm like, oh, I think I remember you from DLG night. We played Overwatch.
Damn.
He's like, cool. Hey, by the way, my account got hacked or banned because I was trolling too hard. Do you mind if I use your account to play with my friends? Please. What? I'm like, who the fuck are you?
Oh, you know who it was? Was it that guy that you were like flirting with to be funny? Just a random guy. It was like,
what?
Like his name.
I think you friended him.
It was like Ben. He was like, hey, Ben, be on our team, Ben. But he wasn't part of ours. We had like 7 people and he was the rando 8th. And then you were just like joking with it, like trolling him.
Yeah, but you didn't friend him. That's when we were playing bomb tag.
Oh, okay. That was just a random person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, this one, I don't actually really know who he is at all. But
is he a Nigerian prince?
But no, but the audacity to ask somebody for their like username and password because their account got hacked. I'm like, hello, please? Excuse me?
Russian is like the same as audacity.
Speaking of Russians actually hacked my Instagram account.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, and I got it back within a day.
Were they promoting Trump?
No, they didn't actually have time to do anything. Okay. I luckily enough caught it.
Have you guys watched any of these like people that know how to program like anti-hacking Indian hackers?
Nope.
Like using their phone knowledge and shit to call them back and fuck up their computers and shit. It's awesome. It's so much fun to watch.
It's like the new crank call, but even better.
Yeah, because, you know, they call and they're like, you know, we're the IRS and you got to pay us or whatever. And it's just like an Indian's huge ring of scammers. And then he calls them back. Anyway, you got to check it out. It's awesome.
Okay.
It's really, really cool. They deserve everything that's coming to them.
All right. I think that about does it for the intro. Are we ready to talk about
some? I want to insert something. I want to start a new segment that we're just covering.
Maybe before the show?
Shush.
All right.
Covering Metroidvania games. And a lot of people are like messaging me with Metroidvania, because I've already talked to a few people about this, games of Metroidvania ideas, games that I haven't played yet. And I want to try to do that like every week, maybe not beat an entire Metroidvania game, but at least get far enough into it to talk about it in length.
Cool.
I love Metroidvania.
So what's coming in this week?
This week will be
Hollow Knight.
I think it's going to be Guacamelee.
Too. Oh, cool!
Yeah, I played.
I'm going to play that too.
Yeah, I played a little bit
on the radar.
Yeah, and I have it on the highlights, I believe. Yeah, I played that a little bit, but we'll talk about that when we get to it. But somebody, like, if you can convince me that a game is Metroidvania, even if it really like at its core isn't, I'll review that. And the reason I say that is because somebody convinced me that Conker's Bad Fur Day is kind of a Metroidvania.
What is it?
Conker's Bad Fur Day for the N64.
Oh, never played it.
So
I remember it was big.
Yeah, my favorite game for the Nintendo 64. But instead of like abilities, you like need to get cash to access different parts. But it's pretty much like using the same formula that Metroidvania uses. Like you can't get to a certain place until you get the certain ability.
What's it called?
Conkers. Conkers. But yeah, it was made by people, Rareware, like people who made Banjo-Kazooie and all that.
No Q, dude. Instead of a Q, it's a K.
Conkers.
Don Cougars. We don't got to look at it.
We don't.
He's like a squirrel, right?
Yeah, he's just
trying to get a nut.
Sorry, watching Bobby fumble with Google right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'll be reviewing that game because it is a console game, but somebody did convince me that it is kind of at its core like Metroidvania.
Cool. Oh, well, it's a pretty... Because when you were saying, what game were we just talking about? Before Conkers?
Guacamelee?
Yeah, Guacamelee. Like, I never really thought of that as a Metroidvania.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't think of it as I was playing it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's not the backtracking is like through portals instead of running, I feel.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Anyway, we'll get into Guacamelee later.
Okay.
Let's start the show.
All right. Does anyone else need to insert something before we move on? No? All right. Let's go.
She said.
She has nothing to insert.
All right. On the radar. So this game was announced at QuakeCon. It is called Call of Cthulhu. Like, they're just going for it, just calling it Call of Cthulhu.
Sounds like a game that already exists.
It does for the GameCube.
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously the name of a famous...
And for the PS1, I think.
For a lot of things.
There's five
things on Steam. But this one is from Focus. Or are they just the publisher? Cyanide Studio, Focus Home Interactive is the publisher. So this is like a kind of a walking sim, it looks like, adventure, dealing with Call of Cthulhu, Lovecraftian things. It looks pretty good, but I watched the trailer and like some of the Gamescom footage. I don't know. It could go both ways on this.
Yeah, really, it depends on how they implement the creepiness and... Yeah, and how it goes, if they get the whole feeling of the whole thing.
I'm getting
it. Looks fine. Looks better than fine.
It looks good. When I saw the people talking and heard the voices, that's when it didn't seem very good.
Oh, I see.
But I don't know. It's so hard. I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago, or maybe I talked with somebody else about this off the podcast, but games have such a hard time capturing the whole Cthulhu Lovecraftian thing, and I think it's for... a lot of reasons, but mainly because they just kind of take the visual look of it and kind of slap it on there and expect it to work. But it's really hard to do cosmic horror, like to translate that in a video game, to give the player that feeling.
It's hard to capture. Yeah. What?
Like existential dread, like that. How do you do that in a video game?
Yeah.
So I don't know. But
literal
this seems like
books of descriptions of these things.
Yeah.
And how you're going to visually.
The books work so well, though, is because you feel like you're reading a document that was lost for thousands or like hundreds of years, like something you shouldn't be reading.
Right.
Like you feel like you found something like this is real. Like that's what makes the books so good. But that just never comes across in movies and in video games when they try to do all this Lovecraftian stuff. But this seems like the way to do it, like an adventure game where it just focuses entirely on the story. Like, if anything's got a chance, I'd think it's this.
Well, the only movie that I can think of that did that well was Blair Witch when that came out.
Footage thing really did that well, like Paranormal Activity. That was one of my favorite scary movies. And things dealing with the occult kind of have that sense of this could be real. And that's when it really kind of terrifies you. I don't know. This game is $45 on sale for $40, comes out October 30th. Seems like a lot.
Seems like a lot for a horror walking point and click simulator type of thing. At least, maybe it's trying to go after what Outlast did very well, but this one seems a lot more slower paced, a lot more investigative.
Yeah, Outlast was the game I was thinking of.
Yeah, so with this one here, it doesn't look as good as Outlast, so I'm not sure if it's worth that price point.
Outlast scared the fuck out of me at a couple points.
I can play that game.
I screamed.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite scary games for a lot of reasons. Yeah. That combined with I guess you could call it, not the sequel, but the expansion, the DLC.
Okay.
Because that kind of picks up with someone else's story and kind of runs in conjunction with the first story. And at one point, I think like they cross paths.
It's always cool when you can see the primary character as the secondary.
Yeah, I remember the first time I saw that was with the Half-Life series. Now you play from, opposing force, and then you play from the cop's perspective who's just stuck in the middle of it like that. I thought that was really cool.
Talking about fucking milking a franchise, it's like, no, play as a dog.
And people loved it, dude.
What I want Outlast to do is to do what Resident Evil 7 did. basically, Resident Evil did the horror genre perfectly for this generation, I feel like, where it's just like the right amount of the right amount of, like, you know, search and discovery mixed with action and like new elements of like combat and whatnot. And I liked it a lot.
I still want to go back to it. I
honestly think that might be the next game that I'll beat again. Not again, but actually beat. I'm actually beating games this this time around.
How's Infinite going? We'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about it later, but I did finish BioShock Infinite
this
week, so that's awesome.
Cool. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to keep an eye on this. It's coming out October 30th, which is perfect timing. I mean, right for Halloween. But I always try to play one scary game during Halloween. Maybe I'll finish out last year.
I feel like you skipped it last year.
Kind of did.
Yeah.
Kind of did. But, you know, I got some things lined up. Going to watch Boo 2, Madea's Halloween.
I wasn't
got that in the queue.
I wasn't paying attention. Is this going to be out by?
It's October 30th.
October 30th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. Before Halloween.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Cool.
All right. Next up, Guacamelee 2.
Yep. We foreshadowed it, and now it has come to pass. I forgot this was a thing.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, and then as soon as Shadow Master linked it, I was like, oh, yeah.
Well,
just come out?
It came out a few weeks ago, I think.
Okay. How's it doing?
August 21st.
People are liking it.
Very looks recently. Like. It looks like more of the same, but that's not a bad thing. The first one is so good.
Yeah, the first one, it's the humor is there. I think the humor is actually more so. They just took like the silly story they had, and they just made it even more Mexican than it was.
Yeah.
Like it was.
Guacamelee was a platformer?
It's a Metroidvania.
Yeah, jumping puzzles.
Oh, it's Metroidvania.
Yeah.
For some reason, I always assumed, and I know we've talked about Guacamelee before, but I always assumed it was just like a ring fighting game.
Oh, no. Okay.
It looks like, I mean, the characters look like it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
You play as
a luchador
mm-hmm. Named Juan, and he's super fucking powerful. And Bobby and I really liked the first one. Like, there was talks of Game of the Year, if I remember. I think it was in the discussion.
Yeah. I mean, just the style, the music.
The style is awesome.
Visually and audio, like, this thing was perfect. It had good boss fights. The jumping puzzles really good. I think I even have a review of this game on my Steam page. I have 4 reviews, and one of them is Guacamelee.
Wow.
Yeah.
High marks.
They dropped the ball here. I really feel like this could be a cartoon in Mexico and fucking kill it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Be a huge
cartoon. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome. And I don't know. Somebody in their marketing department has to fucking get on this. I remember also trying to reach out to them, assuming they were going to be in Mexico. Nope. Canada. Yep. Canadians fucking feeling the flavor over there.
Yeah.
So the story of this one is, like, it takes place a few years after the first one, after it actually, like, shows you like the end of the first one, and then goes into this one where he's kind of like retired his mantle, and he gets like a beer belly, and he has a family.
Wait, are you talking about part one or part two? I'm sorry, I had to put it in there somewhere.
it's ridiculous because the story is like you're trying to save like the Mexiverse. It's like every universe. Like in the first game, there was like a light world and a dark world.
Yeah. Yeah.
In this one, there's like a light world, a dark world, and then like just all these different Mexiverses that take place in Mexico, and it has to do with like an Aztec god that's trying to protect his formula to the perfect guacamole.
Oh, I see.
So super serious.
Hey, guacamole is a big deal, especially out here. I got a burger last night, and I noticed that guacamole wasn't on the
menu.
On the menu, and I was like, why do you exist in San Diego? I know. Yeah.
You got guacamole on everything.
Everything.
You can get spaghetti with guacamole on everything. I really like that light and dark world thing. I feel like a lot of platformers have done that and used it up. Contrast did it, but that was such a good twist on
they did it
the platformer.
Well.
Yeah, they did a great job, the whole spirit world thing.
Yeah. Really, did you ever play Metroid?
The original?
Yeah, any of those?
Yes, I did not beat it, though.
Because this game, it's surprising that you didn't see this as a Metroidvania, because there are so many callbacks to Metroid in this game.
Me?
Like blatant, like, this is a Metroid asset.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
really?
It's so...
Nope. Nothing goes over my head. I would catch it. That's Guardians of the Galaxy. I've been watching the whole MCU. Have I told you guys this?
No.
Yeah, I watched the entire MCU, Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I still haven't seen a lot of watching.
The Thanos.
Yeah. It's so good. It's the best one.
How about the new Spider-Man?
Well, Thor Ragnarok is really good.
Oh, too. I love that one.
That's, I want to watch the new Spider-Man with the new Spider-Man.
It's really good.
Is it good? Okay.
Yeah, that's really good.
Oh,
they don't make bad movies anymore. The worst movie in the MCU is probably like Thor 2.
Really?
Yeah. Or
Spider-Man's, the like old Spider-Man's?
Well, that's not MCU because that's when Fox still had Spider-Man.
Sam Raimi ones.
Yeah.
So shout out to Shadow Master. He actually gifted me a copy of Deadpool 2.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, cool. Aww. Really cool. Thanks, man.
That's awesome.
What do you mean? The movie?
Digital, yeah, he gave me a digital copy.
Through what?
He gave me like a code that I redeem online and I can watch the movies.
Yeah, online.
Didn't you go see that in theaters, Manny?
I think it's like the Fox website.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I saw it day one.
You saw it in theaters.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Have you played the Deadpool game?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually not bad.
It's not on Steam anymore. They had to pull the license. So if you have the game, you have it, but you can't buy it on Steam.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that.
I feel shitty about like going back and playing the game after watching the movies for some reason. I don't know. Okay. Seems like it's in the wrong order.
It's like a 5-6 hour game. It's short. Yeah. It's got the same kind of comedy to it.
Yeah, it's
I had some trouble running it last time I tried because I tried to replay it maybe less than a year ago.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it.
It's like a standard hack and slash, and it's really more about the humor than it is about the game. It's really funny.
All right. Next up, Desperados 3. I don't think that's how you spell Desperados.
I can't spell. in the Mexiverse, we spell it that way.
Let's see. This is on Steam?
Yeah. Well, it's like a... it's coming soon type of thing. Anyway, Jen's linked this, so I took a look. It reminded me a lot of shit. What was before Fallout? What was that thing called?
Before
Fallout, it comes from System Shock. Oh, fuck. I don't remember. All right, I don't remember what this reminds me of. But anyway, it's a real-time strategy, Old West shoot 'em up type game. So you have a fixed perspective and you're like...
Oh, Wasteland?
Wasteland. Thank you so much. Yeah, you're awesome, dude.
Thank Chad for that.
Oh, Kurt, you're... Jeez, off the garbage that fell out of my mouth, you're able to make a Wasteland. Look at that. Look at how I turned that around. All right. Anyway, it looks pretty cool. I haven't played a game like this since Wasteland, and...
isometric.
Yeah, but it's
real-time strategy.
Real-time strategy. There you go. Okay. Thank you. And it looks good. The graphics look pretty good.
When I think of real-time strategies, though, I think of building buildings, building units, sending multiple forces out into the battlefield. That's a 4X? Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is like can also be a real-time strategy, but usually you put on the 4X there if you have like base building.
Yeah. Okay. And you're expanding your like shit. This is more like you control one or two characters and you're moving them through the world.
Like the XCOM type of thing?
Kind of.
So like turn-based.
Yeah, that's turn-based.
Or is it turn-based? I don't know that it is. It's hard to tell.
XCOM is turn-based. This is not. This is more real-time.
Yeah, so it's real-time.
So you're like controlling your guy to move around while things are happening, but it's from this perspective, from the XCOM perspective. Really hard to explain. I think I'm getting drunk.
Let me take a look at the old XCOM or the old Desperados here. Are these... Wait, Desperado 2? Yeah, that's a strategy tactical game. Well, these graphics look kind of rough.
Terrible.
There was a game called Hard West that came out recently. That was a Western...
that's turn-based strategy.
Yeah, that was turn-based. It kind of looked like this. And I was kind of excited for that, but then it had all this like supernatural stuff in it, and it just... it didn't seem like pure Western, but I like the Western theme on games, I think, because there's just not a lot of them out there.
I recently remembered that Cowboys versus Aliens was a thing, and then I couldn't believe that that was a thing, and I had to check that that was a thing and not a blip in my mushroom-filled brain.
Harrison Ford signed on for that.
Yeah.
I saw a cheap like Chinese movie that was Ninjas versus Aliens. It was such a terrible, like, low-budget film, and it was, like...
probably better than the other one. It wasn't a terrible movie.
There was no subtitles. It was all in Chinese. I'm just, like, watching the action happen. I mean, no idea what the fuck plot is. It was an awesome ride.
They don't have a price tag on Desperados 3 yet. Available 2019. Yeah. The second one looks old. What was the What was the release?
I bet they could sell this game for $40. $39.99.
Oh, $2 for Desperados 2, Cooper's Revenge. $1 for the first Desperado, Wanted Dead or Alive. So second Desperado came out 2006. So this is an old series.
Oh, yeah.
You say the graphics are rough, but they were doing close-ups of character models, you see from like 30 yards away, mm-hmm. usually.
And it was 2006.
So yeah.
Cut them a little slack.
Yeah, it's kind of impressive, actually, now you think about it.
Yeah.
All right, next up, Battletech Flashpoint.
Yeah, so an expansion to Battletech, finally. Man, they haven't really released much information.
Finally. I mean, this is about when...
Finally for me, because I really want to get back into this, and I had such an amazing time with Battletech.
I still haven't installed it. That's how much I love this game.
Well, I think it took me 20 hours just to understand every facet of this game.
Jeez.
And I'm not the only one. Who was it? I can't remember. Someone else in Discord saying that it took them about the same. But you can watch tutorials. Like you sent me tutorial videos. I'm like, I'm not going to fucking watch that shit.
Yeah.
But Battletech Flashpoint, introducing a new mech, the Hatchet Man. They're introducing a new biome, the jungle, I believe it is, and a new mission type. That's all they've said.
Hmm.
So, no information is put out on this, but it should be coming out in the next few months here.
I would assume that there's a story that goes along with the whole new stuff.
I'm sure there is, but
did you we don't know until they know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Loved it.
Okay, cool.
So, not till fall 2018. No price tag.
It was Khan. Khan was the guy. We actually beat it like within 5 minutes of each other.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I just finished at the same time.
Simultaneous.
Way to go, dude.
Borgasm.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. We feel connected now.
Hey, Bobby, before I forget, can you bring up N-O-I-T-A? Noita, I guess? Noita?
Mm-hmm.
This is the 8-bit game that I was talking about where every pixel is simulated, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a pixel art type game, 8-bit graphics, but
I see what you mean.
They can do things that you can't do with pixels, basically. They're polygons, and so they can like break a pixel in two, which you can't do in 8-bit graphics. And anyway,
it's physics based.
Yeah, it's a physics based kind of like 2D dungeon crawler. Maybe.
Yeah, that's crazy looking, man.
Yeah, it's crazy looking. They're doing some new stuff with it, which is, I think it's really cool. You know, people are going for this retro look, but why not use modern day graphics to make it look better? And, it's a roguelite and I will be looking forward to this. Is this out or can we get some info on this? Bobby?
Available when it's done.
Wow.
I like that.
Take that. I like that too.
The whole, Blizzard, mantra.
Like 8-bit, like it's really hard to do liquids, but they can easily do liquids with this.
So I remember playing a iPhone game like years ago that was basically just like different elements, water, fire, sand, and you would basically do what they're doing here. So you just like mix elements and different things would happen. So as this guy, like, he set basically acid on fire and it lit the whole room up. And yeah, it was like, that's basically what was going on that game. And mm-hmm. I've never seen that done in a video game now because it was just like, the one I'm talking about is like you just like
you're doing
materialize
stuff. Yeah.
Sand and then water and then see what happens there and then
gotcha.
Yeah, and this is basically like turning it into a game, which is really cool.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to this. We'll see what happens.
It's like obliterating pixels. It's
more about this when it's done.
It's kind of neat in this game, the platform Noita. So you kind of look like a wizard. You have the staff and you are fucking with the elements and it is really pretty.
Yeah. Wow. It's nice
it's
to
funny.
Look at.
It really is. Because when they put those things in video games, I find myself just, you know, kind of being a one-trick pony, you know, having a certain, I guess, like, method or routine of, like, getting through something or killing something. Like, for instance, when I was playing Bioshock Infinite, I was, like, diehard sniper. You know, I wanted to only use my sniper rifle if I could get away with it.
Yeah.
Of course, I couldn't. There were plenty of situations where I had to just kind of work with the environment around me. And I did miss a lot of, like, you know, if they put strategically put, like, you know, water in this one place because they wanted you to electrocute somebody.
Oh, right, right, right. Or
have them,
and like, didn't fit into your mold of how you're playing the game.
Like, you know, be up against a ledge and I could like shove them off. And it's like, I would do it like maybe once or twice, but never, like when I'm looking, when I'm going through like first person games like that, and I'm just looking, I'm like, shoot to kill, headshots only, let's go.
Right.
You know, but it's really neat when they do put that in there because it does kind of like, it kind of pauses you in that moment of combat.
And hey, try this
and
out.
And then you're kind of in awe of like, hey, like it's not just a straight shot type of game.
You can,
just
there's like so much more.
Running and gunning.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, it wants you to be a little bit more immersed into like the environment and the combat. So you got to appreciate that, but I'm almost always miss that when I'm playing these games.
Bobby, as far as this, there's a THQ sale going on, and can you check? Can you click on that sale before we get into this? Mm-hmm. I really quickly, like the very top. So you got the Darksiders, you have Titan Quest, which I've heard of, and then very quickly, it's just obscurity. I've heard of Red Faction, Battle Chasers, and then after that, it's just like I've never heard of any of these games ever. And they look pretty decent.
These are all coming soon, though. These haven't been released.
Yeah,
Biomutant, we looked into that.
Darksiders,
did
we?
A lot of fun.
I don't remember that. I don't remember looking. It looks sweet. It looks super sweet.
Mm-hmm. They're making a Darksiders 3. I haven't heard of that.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
No, Darksiders 3 is out. No?
No.
Oh, that they were working on a 4. Anyway, of this sale, the Battle Chasers is a steal at $12. Like, you're basically getting an old school Final Fantasy for $10 or for $12. So definitely pick that up if you hear this in time. But also, this is The Police 2. Never heard of Part 1. I saw somebody streaming this, and I was like, Bobby would fucking love this, I think.
I think Sniper was streaming this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's not who I was watching, like a pro, like somebody awesome, you know, somebody cool. So it's a simulation game where you are a police captain and you have to deal with corruption within your force, people not showing up for work, that kind of stuff, and also sending them out to the right places. When I was watching the guy, it was funny because like he has this Native American on his task force. And so he has to like, I don't know, kind of like punish him a few times, and the guy like he kept losing loyalty with this guy because the guy was fucking off, and so finally he sent him to like have a spa day, so his loyalty went up. But then the next day he was selling CB radios from the police force on the corner. And I thought it was really funny that that went down after he had got his loyalty. Anyway, this is not what the game looks like. It looks more like a, you know, like a sim game, like you're looking down on the city and you're sending people around, like maybe that fifth screen right there. Yeah, so that's what the game looks like. And yeah, Bobby, you like a bunch of like useless labor, so I figure.
This, I've heard of this game before, and it does seem interesting. It just, I don't know, for some reason I associated this game with Papers, Please, and I'm like, I don't know. You know how you mentally connect to games
for
no reason?
No, I would make that same mental leap.
Yeah, I don't know. But this does look cool.
Mental stumble.
I like the idea, and I've heard good things about
What's the price on this?
$13.49. It's on sale, usually $15. It's not a bad price.
Yeah.
Oh, you get the first and the second one right now for $15.
So basically you're getting the first one for $2 or so.
Yeah, first one's on sale for $3.75.
Yeah. Cool.
Not a bad deal.
There's some sexual content in there, supposedly. Mm.
This is The Police.
Open the door. It's the police.
I want to just mention For Honor was free this weekend, and you're going to hear this too late for that. But there's a huge spike in their membership, obviously, or people playing it. So now is a good time to get in there. And it's a good game, right?
Awesome game, dude.
Yeah.
So it's they made so many good changes to it. It's beautiful.
I think it's a great game.
It's beautiful.
Oh, well, no. I think it's a beautiful game. I haven't played it enough to say it's a great game.
So is it going to be free from now on, or is it just a limited?
No, I think just a week. No. They have like a, what's it called? The starter edition, starter I think, edition. Now is just free.
But it is free to play. It's just the starter edition right now is free.
Right.
I thought so. I don't know.
No. I think the starter edition was like $15 a couple months ago. So unless they change that again, which is well worth it. It's, yeah, it's
the graphics are fucking sick.
They are, dude.
Top five games I've seen on my monitor. Wow.
83,000 people playing. It's got a healthy player base.
Yeah.
The cool thing about this is like the fatalities, man. When you like kill somebody, and then if you like kill them with a heavy move, you get to do a fatality, and it's just destructive. It's like you just smash their head in, or take it off, or take a body part off,
it's like a limb. Doom finishing move.
Yeah, exactly.
And Bobby, did you? I forgot if you. Yeah, you played it some. And then,
yeah, I couldn't get into it.
The online portion really, or the single player portion or none of it?
Either one.
The controls?
Played it in beta. Yeah, I think that was a big problem for me. Like, you really need to use a controller for this, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
I didn't.
I
know people that use mouse and keyboard.
My little brother used mouse and keyboard, and he was amazing at it. So.
Yeah.
Is there anything that your brother isn't the best at?
My little brother is really good at video games.
Yeah. He streams now, right?
Did he
hang up his hat?
He's starting nursing school, so he's going to be streaming.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, and so, because my big brother and I kind of like bred him into an amazing gamer.
Yeah, he
so
really
we
is.
Made sure, yeah.
Do you want anything?
Nope.
No, I'm good. All right. Is that everything for On the Radar? I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
Shit, moving right along. Dope Sacks coming in with the subscription.
Thank you, Dope Sacks.
Thank you. All right. I'll get this out of the way. I know Emilio doesn't want to listen to this. So
I'm actually really interested in hearing more.
All right. So World of Warcraft, I've been playing a lot of it still. Last week I was like, I don't know. I think I'm kind of getting to the point where I'm over it. And then it's just like fucking binging it, just staying up late.
Have you meet max level?
No, I don't know what max level
120.
Is. Oh, yeah, yeah. I've capped my character, but it doesn't even, like, your level is such a small part of it. You continue to level up different parts of your character, like your Azerite score increases the level of some item. Azerite armor is what they have now. There's so many different ways where you keep leveling your character up past like your actual character level now. And then you have your eye level, which is the level of your gear. I'm at 337 now, which is pretty good. I am playing a Rhett Paladin, so it's like nobody wants me to DPS for him. But, you know, I've been able to make it happen. Had a little run-in the other day.
With?
Some random person. I was insulted online by a random person in a video game. Yeah, so this is fucking hilarious. I thought it was hilarious. So it's like Friday, midnight, time to go to bed. I'm like, fuck it, one more mythic, let's do it. I open up the finder, I find a group, get in, we start running it. I'm like, this is pretty easy, this doesn't feel right. We drop the first boss and a rare drop, so I'm like, that should be an epic. Then I look up, I'm like, shit, this is set to heroic and it's not on mythic. So I was like, hey guys, sorry, I thought it was mythic, my bad. You should be able to find another DPS though. We're a dime a dozen, I'll catch you later. Fucking hearth out, leave the group, get a whisper from this dude, and he's like, fucking paragraphs chastising me about...
This is beautiful, I love this.
But here, let me use some specific phrases he used. He called me a fucking millennial and said I need to learn to follow through with things. Wow. I was like... You're fucking talking to me, dude. I'm 35 years old. All right. I got a fucking mortgage. Like, excuse me.
How did you reply?
Yeah, I just said lol. That's what I always do whenever I get that. And it always happens in WoW. Like, the only time I get like a fucking
That's pretty rough, dude, that you left those people.
I mean, dude, was first of all,
it's a pug, dude. I told him.
I'm taking his side on this.
After he said that, you know, he's like, you need to like, I'm like, first of all, dude, like if you want someone to like stick with you or something, don't expect that from pug groups. You can't. Like, I understand he's running heroics and that's a shitty part of the game is getting through that till you can run mythics. But I did it. I fucking went through it. I had people leave my group and people dip out for no reason and just shit happens. And you know, you don't get the gear you want. Like, it sucks. But if you don't want to deal with that, get some friends or join a guild. Like, that's not my problem.
And curious about this whole Rhett Paladin DPS thing. So it's shitty DPS?
It's not the best, and it's not ranged. So, like, on certain boss fights, you have to be close to them to do damage. So you can only do damage during certain windows. But I've got an ability that just, like, instantly heals someone to full health. I've got a bubble to protect myself. I've got a lot of different tools that really help out. I got an interrupt.
A DPS support.
I can kind of off tank. Yeah, I can off heal. Like, I can do a lot. It's actually not that bad in like the five mans. In a raid, I think you want a more standard DPS, so I may have to switch to tanking eventually. But for right now, like, I've just... And plus, I've did a lot of research on my spell rotation and tried out different abilities and figure out how to optimize my DPS. So, like, I'm actually doing good numbers now, but a lot of people who see Rep Paladin, no thank you. No, it's hard to get in there. Although my item level is very high now, so I'm...
That hasn't changed since TBC.
Yeah. And it shouldn't, because they can do all these other things. They shouldn't be...
I mean, they're in a better spot than they were a long time ago. They used to be a flat-out joke, like PvP or PvE.
PvP, well...
Bobby's smiling. He's rolling his eyes. Like, yeah, I've never seen so much more emotion out of Bobby as when he's talking about WoW. It's true. Yeah. Not even when he's talking about HOTS does he get this fired up.
I'm also contemplating starting WoW this week because I've been trying to get back into Monster Hunter World, and I like it, but I'm starting to see how grindy it is. And I was like, if I'm going to grind, I might as well grind with my friends.
There you go.
Yeah. And WoW, because it's hard for me to play Monster Hunter World with my friends because our Monster Hunter levels are so off. And then...
That sucks that it doesn't, like, equalize it for you. But I guess you would see too much content. If they dragged you up to these, like, giant monsters, then you'd miss everything in between, I guess. Right?
It's funny. Yeah. It's funny because I haven't... well, and that's the thing. Somebody can always downgrade and come into my server, I think, but I can't like play up on higher monster level worlds, and it's and everybody's like so into their own thing. It's hard for me to just like jump in and be like, hey, you know, you want to take a step back and, you know, help me with this monster. I haven't even done multiplayer yet on Monster Hunter World, so I have.
That's where
I'm
it's
still.
At. It's not
yeah,
the easiest.
I'm still
so.
Tip of the right. iceberg in terms of like how this
it's
game
a lot
should
easier
be played.
To single, I think.
Yeah, I've recently just beat the bear. Barith,
yeah.
So I'm still very early.
Like that's pretty
six,
early.
That's
in the
like
game.
Six mission in.
Yeah,
sixth mission.
You're further in. Than I am. I don't know where to go here. I want to talk about WoW, but you guys are on Monster Hunter now, so.
No, let's go ahead and talk about WoW.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, they give you when you buy Battle of Azeroth, that you get that boost, right? So my original character from years back, there's no record of him. I can't find him. It sucks. Just for the,
because you had to tag
you
him
your
to your
account
battle.
Got hacked.
Yeah. It did, and I fixed it. Oh, they fixed it really quick. You send them a picture of your ID, and it's like the next morning it was there.
Yeah, I had to
it
do
was
that.
Just taken
I
care of. And I think that's a really good way of doing it. I like that. But anyway, if I had any nostalgia. Dude, it would have been for my old WoW character. Like, I would have really liked, even though it doesn't matter, he's like level 66. I would have really liked to go back and like just look at what I was doing at the time, like a freeze frame of my own.
Not your EverQuest character?
That's funny. foreshadowing. So, anyway, I boosted a character, and I made a warlock, and then the goblins kind of look like gnomes, even they're the other side of the gnomes. Mm-hmm. So I made a warlock gnome. Or goblin.
Alliance?
And my original EverQuest character was a gnome necromancer. So it was very close. And I was trying to get everything as close as I could to EverQuest. And I kind of got close. And I was satisfied with that. Anyway, a few things about Azeroth. I actually just had a WoW before. So I was just playing like as one of the werewolves. And I was playing... having fun, and I was thinking about how Bobby had said, if you played a WoW a long time ago and think that's what it is, that's not what it is. That part of it, like vanilla, or not vanilla, it's hard to say vanilla WoW now, but WoW just straight up, just by World of Warcraft and start playing that, yes, it's exactly what it used to be. It might play a little better, but you know, the old world graphics are still old world graphics.
Yeah, that's true.
Like it playing Alliance for the first time, god damn, I was trying not to barf the entire time. They're so pretty and prissy the whole time. It's just like, ugh, gross. But I did play it quite a bit. My hunter up.
I really want to make a character this week. I want to try a warrior because I'm always clothy when I play WoW. I've never done tanking.
It's funny because I felt the same way. I was like, let me try something new.
Yeah.
And then so this is really interesting. So you get this boost, right? So you can like...
power level.
Get somebody to 110 and mm-hmm. just start right there, right?
Yeah.
And they'll give you a brief tutorial about how the class works, whatever, but you definitely should watch YouTube videos about how it works. Uh-huh. But it's funny. This is great. You can actually try them all before you actually use your boost token. So you can make a 110 warlock, try them out for hours, but until you officially use your token, it's not like an official character. So you can try them all out. You can try all the classes. Mm. And so I thought that was pretty sweet. And word to the wise there, what are the bonus classes, Bobby, that they added after monk? There's like Demon Hunter. Okay, so Demon Hunter starts at 100. So don't boost that character because it's only 10 more levels. You can do that on your own. So if you just pick Demon Hunter, you're going to start at 100. And the other one starts at like 80 or 90. So don't boost that one. And anyway, so I started a Warlock. It's a dot class, right? I was playing whatever, Affliction Warlock. And so you just dot things and mm-hmm. whatever. Easy. Then, so the skill trees are completely different now. So I went to Demonology, and it is a completely different play style, like 100%. I don't even have one dot in Demonology, and the other one was like 50 dots. And so, and management of all those dots. So I think within the classes, I haven't played WoW in years, guys, so I'm preaching to the choir here. Probably everybody knows about this, but this is new coming back for me, you know?
Yeah.
And,
how do you like it?
I like it. You can switch back and forth between these, like switching specs. You literally just click the other one.
Yeah. Whereas before it used to cost a lot of money, a lot of reorganization. Yeah. You had to have an entire different gear set for that particular spec
and within
and different enchantments. It was intense.
And within the specs, like speccing out, you can click them anytime you're not in combat. You can just change everything. It's
cool.
Crazy.
That's awesome.
It's crazy.
Demon Hunter used to suck, or not Demonology.
Demonology
used to be terrible back when
The videos I watched, they're like, this is the most powerful class, hands down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all that stuff changes. Like, what's in, what's out. Even from patch to patch, they'll buff one and nerf the other.
Oh, but anyway, I wasn't really digging it. So I rolled a monk, and I think I might try that out.
Yeah, are you anyway, like a werewolf really monk right or now. Something? Or?
No, I love trolls. I've been playing trolls forever. I love the way they move, talk, everything
about it.
Just
listening to you guys talk about it, I really want to get back into it now. And luckily enough, my work schedule this week, I'm mostly working all day shifts. So I'll have the evenings for streaming and video games. So it seems
like
it's
like a stream
time.
At 3 a.m. chi after dark.
Actually, most of my streams are chi after dark. And I'm really excited to get back into it because I think it's going to be such a natural transition getting back into it. Everyone that I know is playing it, and I'm actually really excited about going back and trying to be as casual as possible with the game and see if that actually works. I want to see how much commitment it takes to enjoy World of Warcraft the way I would want to. So I'm kind of intimidated, but at the same time, I'm not.
You shouldn't be.
I'm at such a different stage. Like 10 years ago, I fell to the folly that is a WoW addiction, but I highly doubt that now.
That'll happen again. You're an adult now, Chi.
We'll see.
This is another funny thing. I'm 110.
Well, what appeals to me most is that I can be on any server and jump into any party
with anybody
and hang out with anyone, and that's mostly what appeals to me. Because
and not just that, but level differentiation, it doesn't matter. You could be level 1, and they could be level 110,
and you get skewed down.
Yeah, like it all just like works itself out.
Yeah. And what's super funny too, remember the core group that I told you that I've always played with since the beginning of like before time. Even vanilla? They have friends that remember my character, in-game character from the server we were in, but not like they've never met me or talked to me or really done any like or anything like that. But they just specifically remember me spamming general all the time with my enchantments. Like, have you ever played Dragon Age?
Yeah.
Yeah, that dopey little blacksmith kid. He's like, enchantment?
How weird is this that that's twice the same reference came up today?
What?
Somebody else referenced that blacksmith.
Really?
Where?
Huh.
Dorfrey, yes.
Enchantment?
Yeah.
Were they? Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was me. That was talking basically me. I was that kid.
Dwarf or the blacksmith in Dragon Age today.
Yeah.
We were talking about
broken record.
What the fucking
was me.
Chances.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm enjoying it. I can recommend it, I guess. Yeah. But damn, it's weird paying $60 for an expansion pack. But it's more than that, right, Bobby?
No, it's $50.
Okay.
$49.99.
Is it 40? I mean, they have the deluxe version, but I don't.
I wouldn't sign up for the deluxe.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not
getting
cheap,
sleepy time.
But it's definitely worth the money considering the amount of time that most people are going to put into it.
Ooh, Sylvanas is fucking hot as shit. God damn.
She's the leader of the Horde now, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not even following the whole storyline, but I do like that you feel like you're playing an RPG with this game, even though you hit level 120. Hitting 120 is so meaningless. It's incredible.
RPG.
Yeah, it's $50 for the standard edition, but hitting 120 is just such an instant. I mean, you do it, and then you got a billion other things to do, and the story continues from there. So
that's awesome.
You complete all these other quests, and you continue down the storyline, and it's different for the Horde and Alliance, obviously. But and then when a new expansion comes out, or not expansion, but a patch, then there's more stuff for you to do. So you kind of feel like, at least I do, I feel like I'm playing more of an RPG that also happens to be an MMO. I don't know. I think that would appeal to a lot more people. Well, I know.
No RPG.
Well, yeah, it's an RPG, but I mean, it's more like a single player RPG where you're following a storyline.
Oh, yeah.
Because originally you just hit the level cap and then you just grind dungeons.
Yeah.
And then you grind raids.
It makes you feel like you're part of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. The story is kind of focusing around you.
It's funny. I went into, the tent where they're having the big meeting between the big people you just watched in the cinematic, and I'm like, why is my character involved in all of this? And then she always says, and one of our greatest champions is here to give his opinion. And then I was like, okay, cool. And then I was walking out of the room and another greatest champion was walking in for his. And I was like, hey, bro, it's a cool meeting. Like enjoy it, you know? It's funny.
Dime a dozen.
And now, that's a Monster Hunter. What did you want to say about it?
Oh, a little bit. I beat it. The the last boss is just so tedious, man. He's just a giant dragon.
You can't make mistakes. You're like,
no, you can make mistakes. It's just that for me, like my I'm using a hammer, really slow weapon, and he's not a very fast moving person, but he's fast moving dragon, but he's like constantly moving. So he's constantly moving slowly. So I'm like,
okay,
trying to hit him with my hammer, and I'm like getting it ready. It's like, oh, coming down. And
then he moved.
That was happening. It's just like,
so you have to like anticipate his movements.
Yeah. I mean, there was some times when he stopped and it just took me forever to beat him. He was, wasn't really that difficult, but he has such a huge health pool and it was just really tedious. And then there's also like gear that if you want to get his gear, you can grind him out. And I was like, I can't imagine fighting this thing again. Once I fought him, I just never want to do that again. It was not a fun fight at all.
You're very good at beating video games.
Thanks.
Yeah. You really know how to follow through. You must not be a millennial.
Oh, yeah.
More kudos to you for beating Dead Cells, because I got to the last guy. And holy shit, did he put that big sword right up my ass.
I'm telling you,
holy fuck.
Sword and board is the way to go, man.
Use the board, huh?
Yeah, do it 100% every run. If I don't have a shield, I have a terrible run.
Wow.
So it's really about parry. If you can...
I'm listening to you, and I know that you beat the game, and I still think you're wrong. Isn't that crazy? I'm like, no, fucking bows and arrows, bro.
That's the thing. Like, there's everybody on Reddit I've seen on the subreddit, they're all like, I need all the DPS I can get.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just I don't need two weapons. I need one weapon. That's it. Like one weapon, because you can't attack at two weapons at the same time.
But one from far and one from close.
Yeah, I get that. But like the shield stops damage.
Yeah.
You don't get hit.
Yeah.
Why not use the shield?
Yeah.
So the thing is, like, with a shield on pretty much every enemy in the game, if you parry a perfect attack or parry perfectly...
Oh, you have the thing where it heals you, no?
No.
Oh, there's a mutation where, like, you heal...
Yeah, you heal parries. I haven't gotten that yet.
Okay.
I don't really have many mutations.
We're still talking about Dead Cells?
Yeah.
3 weeks later?
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I mean, we've got a lot of games.
This one just kind of came up organically. Sorry, so you
Monster
parry, and they become dizzy.
Right.
You stun them. But the last
bosses?
Most of them. I think all but the Hand of the King, maybe not all of them. But anyway, the last boss, he doesn't get stunned, but you still parry his hugely damaging attacks.
Yeah, giant.
So, like, it just stops all damage. And
I would have to completely learn this game again to start using shields. I've never used a shield once.
Yeah, it is definitely a different mechanic.
Do you think that's the only way to beat the game, though?
No, not at all. I've seen people like beat this game on the hardest difficulty without using shield.
Hmm. I'm really big on contraptions. What I like to do.
Yeah, those things help out a lot.
But it's so, like, it depends on the drops, right? If you don't get good contraptions, you're fucked.
Yeah, really. There's a really good run is getting two of those slicers. Those things that shoot the blades out. Two of those. And
you hardly even have to play.
Yeah, I haven't used that, but I've seen runs where people just destroy just using slicers.
Yeah. Anyway, so Monster Hunter World. Which one had a harder boss at the end?
Monster Hunter World is just like a 40-minute boss. So it's just like,
Jesus. I told you, it's a grind.
It was, it was kind of boring.
I really like it, but it does... when I picked it up to play it again, I knew I had at least a minimum of 3 hours to play video games. And that's when I'm like, okay, since I have this much time, I can actually get back into Monster Hunter World.
Did you enjoy your time?
I did. I feel like I got a little bit further, but I still also felt like I got nowhere at all. I'm still in very much a tutorial mode. Is that because
you're being distracted?
No, I'm not being distracted. Oh. I was actually being more target oriented, and it was still kind of a slow crawl because now they're introducing more monsters and you have more bosses, mini bosses or what the monsters that you've seen before. And so it's not only just finding that one monster and killing it. Now there's like four or five different monsters and you could spend extra time killing those monsters and getting loot from them before even getting to your main target. So it's
kind
of like...
And you ignored all of that.
Yeah.
You just killed main targets.
Yeah.
Oh, see? So now instead of being distracted by fishing and flowers, I'm being distracted by all of the other boss monsters that I've killed before.
Wait, I think you just said, no, I didn't get distracted, but
I was distracted. Fighting. I was in combat virtually the entire time I was playing.
Oh, gotcha.
Versus before, I was just running around in circles.
Right.
And, gathering stuff.
So a good strat is if you have a dung pod, you fire that at the monster, and that will make them run away, 80% of the time.
Oh, really? Yeah. I haven't even... use many of my items, and that's another thing where I feel like I'm still trying to learn the game.
In the low ranks?
And I think a huge part to that, too, is that I've been soloing. I'm not a solo player. Yeah. I hate solo. I like single-player games, but if a game is meant to be multiplayer, there's no fucking way I'm soloing.
Why haven't you, then?
I would, even in WoW, I would grind from 1 to 100,
then why aren't you multiplayer?
70. The time. Yeah. I hop on, and I join my friends' servers, and I tried to join their hunts, and then I realized that they outleveled me and there was no way I could join them, and I wasn't going to bother them to come help me kill some level 6 quest monster because I didn't really need the help, but so it's just really slow moving for me. If I do go back into it, I know now to find a partner and then go back into it. I'm not going to just go in solo and try to have fun with it. I'm going to get somebody to play with me and then move through it, which is what Minnie recommended too.
Yeah. I think I went through the game splits off into three, sections. There's the low rank, the high rank, and then the after game. You're still in low rank. When I was in low rank, I didn't use anything except for my primary weapon. I didn't know about the flash pods, the dung pods, setting up traps and all that. Mm-hmm. It was just beaten face in.
Yeah.
But then when I started playing with friends, they were educating me and oh, this does this. And this is how you can manipulate monsters to do what you want. And now that game is just the combat is so much more involved. Mm-hmm. Knowing that trying to put them to sleep, trying to stun them, trying to trap them and trying to get others to run away. It's definitely
there's a lot to it,
which is a lot of fun. And I think, opening up the combat field to do that, it would be the right way to kill these monsters rather than chasing it down, swinging at it, chasing it down, swinging at it. I feel like when I'm fighting these bosses, I could be doing it so much more efficiently. Mm-hmm. And it bothers me that I'm kind of doing it at a very, basic.
I think we both have to play with more friends.
I want to learn more about the game, but it's hard to do it on my own.
Yeah.
Without wasting a lot of time.
It's something where you have to be shown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do they have a way for you to find just random people to group up with?
Yeah, you can definitely, they have what's called an SOS.
Right.
Yeah, but at the same time, It feels, the multiplayer feels so console to me. I wouldn't want to sign up for that. I wouldn't want to just play with randoms.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, yeah. You're probably going to get a guy who's just going to drop out after the first boss. So.
Ah, fucking Bobby. I would be mad. I wouldn't call you a dirty millennial, but I would be like, yo, dude, I'm sorry that, you know, you don't want to waste your time, but you know you're wasting our time by, you know, making us wait. You know,
I feel like that dude that sent you all that stuff, Bobby, is just always on the edge of exploding. Like, if that set him off.
No, it would set me off too. Yeah, it would be like, really? I wouldn't like write paragraphs. Yeah. I'd be like, dude, that fucking sucks, man.
We're all taking his side on it.
I don't know.
No, I'm taking Bobby's side.
I feel like you should expect that when you're looking in the finder and finding randos.
Yeah.
Dude, especially for DPS.
But here's the thing. It's like, if that happened to me in Counter-Strike, I'm like, fuck, I just lost this game because we have a bot now. And like, it is different, but it's not different. You know, it's like when you queue up for something, especially a competitive game, or heroic is kind of...
Yeah, you're committed. You should follow through.
I used to run heroics like crazy, Bobby, and I was like the heroic queen.
Okay, heroics aren't heroics anymore.
Oh, they're not? They're just like...
Mythic 1, Mythic 2, Mythic Plus.
Okay, if it's a normal instance, then yeah.
Yeah.
But like back in the day, heroics are really hard.
You have normal, then you have heroic, then you have Mythic 0, all the way up to Mythic, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so heroic is not a big deal.
I was running heroics when there were literally only 10 people that were geared up in the server enough to run heroic. So it was like the same, like nobody was looking for heroic groups except for like the same 5-6 people.
To find people, and it was a lot more difficult. Now you just pull up a list and you say, let me in that group. And they're like, okay. And like, that's it.
It's just a Bobby. On a scale from like not interested to gonna lose your job, 10, where's your addiction on right now?
We're lower.
Honestly,
I'm pretty well. I'm playing it over HOTS, so I mean that'll tell you something.
Damn.
But I'm at a point with the game where it doesn't do me much good to keep playing now until the new raid comes out in 2 weeks, because my item level is high enough, and like I said, they pace the game now. Like, I got to wait every day till 8 o'clock till I get the new quest on the world quest where I do ones and I get a significant benefit from doing a group of ones. And then I got to wait till I think Tuesday for the mythics to reset. I've already done all the mythics.
So if we played together, there wouldn't be anything for you to do at this point. Say if I was at Alliance.
I mean, I could do stuff, but it's not going to get me that much value. Right. The most value I could get is if I waited until tomorrow morning at 8 and I did those quests again. Then I waited till Tuesday for the dungeons to reset, and then I could run those again. But even if I ran those dungeons, I get a little bit better items. But still, I'm in a good spot to hit the raid right now, I think.
Bobby is addicted. That's what I just picked up.
It's so funny. I love that he's into it, because Minnie and I were bringing up, earlier before we started our recording, I was talking about...
How about the value of friendship?
I was talking about getting our group to go to like a comedy show, right?
Yeah.
And then Minnie said, Bobby's got no time for that. Bobby's not going to agree to do something like that. And I'm like, wait a second. If Bobby has time for HOTS and BFA, like, we can make him... Like,
I've tried to make that point a million times. I'm like... He's like, yeah, I don't have much time this week other than the 40 hours I put in HOTS.
Yeah. Well, see, that's not work for me. Like, I'm back to work, obviously, and that is stressful, and by the time I get home from work, I'm just like fucking done. Like, I'm not doing anything I don't want to do at that point.
We should bring out your girlfriend,
Bobby. Bobby's like a work friend. We only talk to him at work.
Yeah,
he's along really well.
It's so true.
But after this, he's
maybe some emails
gone.
throughout the week.
Yeah, just
no. I almost went up to LA for a comment. They're doing a taping of the How Did This Get Made podcast up there, and I've always wanted to go to the Largo.
Yeah.
Up there, so
let's go.
I mean, there's good comedy down here too. You just got to wait for it.
I love how I'm always talking about getting things like to happen, but I never actually make them happen for us.
She also wants a.
There's plenty
volleyball.
Of jokes about that. Don't worry about it.
You want a volleyball tournament thing, don't you?
Not a tournament, game? Just a beach game? Day.
Okay.
Yeah, I told Minnie he's not invited until he evens out his tan.
I told him I'm not coming until I even out my tan.
No, we got to do that quick. All right. Did anybody watch the?
No, I have a Monster Hunter still.
We're still on that.
Yeah. Still in Monster.
Yeah. I mean, what do you mean? We're talking about World of Warcraft 80% of Monster Hunter time. Don't even start. God, what was I going to say about this now? I fucking forgot. So I now that I beat the game, I'm really not a gear chaser. So I've been helping out a lot of lower level friends. Like I was playing with a Big Blue Gamer a bit, and
I love how you didn't offer your services to G.
No, I did.
Did you?
But she, yeah, she doesn't. She wants
not
to play
gaming World wise. Warcraft. Not gaming wise.
That's what I mean. Gaming wise.
Oh,
you haven't?
Yeah. Well, I invited her
to go play with you.
Yeah,
but
when?
She did
yesterday.
This is getting awkward.
You know, I was busy yesterday.
That's funny because I don't remember you leaving long enough to call her.
What?
No, that's just a reference from Swingers. I gotta go pee.
Yeah, so anybody that's that wants to get into Monster Hunter, they're low level or they're not playing with friends, hit me up on Discord. I'm always playing this game, and I'm definitely willing to play with anybody lower level to pull
you up. I really
want to
start fighting these bigger monsters. They look
much
so
fun.
Cool.
Oh, man. Yesterday I was playing, Sanely, right?
Yes, of course. I love Sanely.
Yeah.
So I like Sanely, it better than you.
I know you do because you don't know who Sanely is. Sanely and Squirma I was playing with yesterday. Oh. And we're on this like really tough fight, like a fight that if you die once, game over, and there's three high-level monsters you have to beat. They have these like huge reaching weapons that every time I try to attack...
What do they use?
Sanely uses the big-ass longsword, and Squirm uses a... Not the switch axe, but the other thing that transforms, the sword shield thing that transforms.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, they're like hitting me, stunning me, and I can't even get a hit in because they're just knocking me back every time they swing. So I'm like, fuck this, you guys.
The guys are stunning you, not the monsters?
Not on purpose, but we're all swinging at the same monster, so their reach is also knocking me off.
Okay.
So anytime I get stunned or I get fucked up.
Okay.
No damage is taken, but I can't attack because I got hit. So I'm like, fuck this, guys. I can't do any damage. This is starting to piss me off. So you guys take on the two low-level guys. I'm going to take on this the Basil guy. This is like one of the hardest monsters in the game. Like, okay. I'm going to solo this. You guys take care of those two. I'm going to solo the big guy. I'm out. I was fighting this thing for probably like 15, 20 minutes, grinding him down. They kill the two low-level ones. And I was chasing down the Basil guys. He was like nearly dead, limping away. And then the Basil guy flies up, dive bombs Sanely, one shot, kills him. Game over. The whole mission is scrubbed.
Oh, really? For all of you guys?
For everybody. We got no drops. And Sanely, little bitch ass, still pissing me off today, destroyed all the work. I soloed like the hardest guy about to die, and then he just... Oh, Sanely fucked
it up. Well, it's a team-based game, so... You, like, as much as he fucked it up, you all fucked it up. You can't just put that on Sanely.
That is 100% on Sanely.
Wow.
The Basil Geist was running away from me like, oh, fuck, Minnie's about to break his dick off of my asshole. So he's going away. He sees Sanely like, oh, easy target, dive bomb Sanely, while Sanely is, like, coming. He wasn't even in the fight.
Yeah.
And then just dead.
Well.
That's his fault. Don't try to spin this. I know you love the guy. He fucked it up.
Well, I'm Monster Hunter bored.
Well, you could have killed...
I don't care.
You could have solo killed that monster.
I had to listen to your stupid World of Warcraft talk. I don't give a shit.
Well, I was not stupid either.
I'm just joking.
Yeah. No, that's funny.
Trying to keep it light.
Shut up.
I finished... Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
See, if I were Sanely, I would be mad that you were trying to solo the big boss monster.
Nobody listening knows who Sanely is.
Not trying.
Nobody listening knows who he is.
Successfully... Was
nobody knows
soloing
nobody cares
this badass
Yoku's Island Express.
Oh, you're
playing that? I finished it.
Yay.
Do not expect any tension coming up to a big crescendo. Don't expect even knowing that you're going to beat the game. It just kind of happens.
Yeah.
And that's probably the worst part of the game.
That's sad.
Other than that,
the ending is the worst. The adventure is amazing.
Yeah, it's fucking great. This is what is it more about the journey than it is the destination?
Yeah.
I was playing this. Mila was helping me out. Sam was sitting there watching. It was like a family event. Dude. It was fucking awesome.
Oh,
and we beat
cute.
It all together. It was really, really cool.
I feel like it's like the perfect alternative to Little Big Planet. And if it's available on PC, but it's a single player.
Never
versus.
Played Little Big.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, anymore? Yeah. I've played it.
Yeah, that was like, on a PlayStation console.
That's a left to right like game. Oh, like it's a platformer, and this is more of a Metroidvania. But yeah,
how? It's a pinball.
It's definitely Metroidvania.
It's definitely Metroidvania.
Yeah. Okay.
For sure. So there's all that means is it's still a platform, right? It's just that you're going back and forth between the same places.
Yeah.
That's all the difference is. Anyway, can't recommend it more. You've heard too much about this. Moving on. Unravel. So I don't know.
The ending was just so disappointing in this.
Yeah. And even the like, super secret ending that you have to work another, probably double the length.
Double the time, yeah.
Double the length to beat the game to get this other ending. Obviously, I YouTubed it, and it was very small.
You sent it to me, and I'm like, Jesus.
It's basically that like, that here, there's going to be a part two. It's basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is.
Oh, it's Unravel.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a console game, right?
Bobby, yeah, it's an Xbox.
So Bobby just looked up the game Unraveled, Tale of the Ship Daughter, or Shipwreckers.
Shipwreckers Daughter.
Cheat. Language.
And it's basically, it seems like a fairy tale princess marriage off game type of ordeal.
And your interest is piqued. Sorry, I cut her off. She was going to finish with that I'm really interested in. So Unravel was like this award-winning platformer from the Xbox. They have this like way of, I forget. They have some way to get like independent games going on the Microsoft, and this was one of them. Child of Light was another one. Anyway. It is fucking gorgeous. It is almost photorealistic at times. Like, you're going through a garden. The whole thing is you're playing as a ball of yarn that this old lady has, and you're gathering her memories throughout the area where she had the memories and putting them in her picture book for her.
Seems sad. Mm-hmm.
It is sad. No, it's more like nostalgic, kind of, but it's not your nostalgia. It's not sad.
Okay.
But when you're looking at these, everything is about this beautiful. And then the pictures, you're like, wow. You almost want them to be your memories because this lady had such a nice, like, I don't know if it gets dark. I'm on level 3 now. It's a really pretty platformer. There are some technical, every once in a while, I think, because they made everything look so good, sometimes there's things that don't kind of make sense just with the movements, and it's not the most like responsive controls, but that's just like the only slight I can put on it. It's a very nice looking game.
What
and
are you playing this on?
It's interesting because
I played on Xbox. I mean on PC.
Okay.
On the Xbox app.
It seems it's a really it's a
free on Origin
platform game, but with really good storytelling.
Yeah.
And
it's weird. So? It's weird because there's no story, really.
Oh,
it's
really?
Just these pictures, and you're like, wow, I'm glad I got these pictures for this lady. That's pretty much all there is.
Okay. Oh, so she like lost these pictures in your collection.
You're guessing,
It seems a little Gingerbread Man type of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, something creative.
Is that a checkpoint where he wraps his yarn around the nail?
What?
He wraps it.
Oh, no, that's just a puzzle that he's solving.
He wrapped the yarn around the nail.
Yeah, there's a lot of like using the yarn. And then
physics-based puzzles.
Yeah, a lot of, but like I said, the physics are kind of wonky. And you can only go so far until you run out of yarn because you have to be tethered at all times. So you have to find these balls of yarn to like wrap yourself up, which is, the whole thing's cute as fuck. It's like really, really cute. And, but it's funny because you're using your own body to solve these puzzles, right? Mm-hmm. So if you overcomplicate the puzzle, you won't have enough yarn to exist.
Yeah.
And he'll start checking himself out. He's like, and start getting all weak and stuff. And then you can like pick up your old yarn and like retry that. It's really cute. I can't. Awesome. I'm recommending it.
Sure. You know who would love this game? Cats.
Terrible.
Oh my gosh,
I saw that coming.
Yeah.
And Bobby, I was like, Bobby wouldn't go for that
Bobby,
kind of a joke.
That's the funniest thing I've heard you say.
I mean, it's an untapped market. There's so much growth potential there.
Is he serious right now?
Yeah. No.
Now, I'm kind of doing a riff. Have you ever seen one of my favorite movies, my favorite Christmas movie, Scrooged, Bill Murray?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where his boss is like, programming for cats. There's a whole bit in it. Work with me, people.
I'm trying, but I don't remember. I'm trying to remember if I remember that movie.
That movie is so, I mean, it's basically the, the Scrooge tale, but told in modern day, 1980s modern day, and Bill Murray is Scrooge, but instead of, owning houses, he runs a TV network Dude, watch it this Christmas. It's great.
Gee, what did you think of BioShock's ending?
Oh, total mindfuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's out there, right?
It was, so I beat BioShock Infinite, and that game is amazing. I had a lot of frustrations with it in regards to not necessarily, the only thing that I was super frustrated was my scarce resources, and it was really awkward. Like, in order to beat some of the bosses, literally I had to stand next to the vendor in order to have enough ammo to beat a boss.
Were you playing on hard?
Hard, yes.
Mm-hmm. I was playing on hard too, but I didn't have that problem.
Yeah, I don't know, but I definitely was super frustrated. I was like, I don't feel like this game is fluid because of how much I feel like I need to scavenge.
I played the first BioShock that way, and it was the exact same thing you were talking about. Like, you feel like you have to take time out of playing the game to go look for materials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It kind of
breaks. That's the worst way to make a game harder, is making the resources.
Yeah.
I mean, resource management can be a fun mechanic in a game, but
I'm trying to agree with you, and then you're switching sides, man.
It's harder because the game does open up
all these different... Yes, and, people. Yes, and.
I think I'm pretty sure I brought this up
this
already.
This game doesn't do it well.
It opens so many different avenues of trying to kill these people, using the red abilities to their vulnerabilities, and then and that way makes it easier for you, and that's the appropriate way to kill them. But I was kind of a one-trick pony or one-trick sniper, so that's why it was difficult for me. But I think I went through the game at a decent amount of time. I did die a whole lot, but that wasn't the most frustrating thing. I think it was after every death, I just felt like, oh my gosh, I'm going to die again because I just don't have the resources to really kind of get through this. So I almost felt stuck a lot of the times. But finally made it through the ending. Love the ending. Not going to spoil anything, but it kind of hit me almost as hard as Old Boy hit me.
Old Boy?
The movie Old Boy?
No.
Wait, did you watch the new one or the old one?
Old, classic Old Boy.
Have you seen the new one?
No, I have not. I don't want to.
Don't bother.
Yeah. I don't want to see that new one. But no, so if you, and I love like mindfuck things like Frailty, movie-wise, Memento. Like, it was so nice to experience that level of mindfuckery. I know that's like the only word I'm abusing to describe.
Well, yeah, the ending
here
was definitely just
and then,
crazy.
So Soma was a huge mindfuck. BioShock Infinite was a huge mindfuck. And that's why I appreciate it. And the gameplay was great. It was challenging, but I don't want to sign up for it again. Like, please, 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 if they come out with, if I'm playing anything else similar, I don't want to be so resource.
I still got to play the DLC.
The DLC
was really good.
I think they had two. I know Burial at Sea was one.
Well, one was about combat.
Yeah, the one that was that was fun in an arcadey type of way, but the Burial at Sea one was shaping up to be really good. I got to continue that.
Mm-hmm. As good of a game as it is, nobody's ever signed up for a second run. Like, you get it the first time, and that's good enough. I was talking about, Sam brought up Spore the other day.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he loves that game.
There's never been a game that I've been more on the hype train for ever in my life.
Yeah.
I was reading articles. I was telling people that don't game about it. I'm like, you start as a single, and then you can and you can go all the way to a spacefaring civilization. I was fucking just on and on and on about it. I bought it for $50, took it home. Me and Chad both bought it, ran home from the store. Both installed in our games, started playing it.
I could just
like kids.
It's
like
kids. Imagine you,
I got the golden ticket.
Yeah. And we both finished it like within like 6 hours. Like, we got to space. And that was it. I never went back again. And I was like, that was worth my $50. Yeah. I had a great time.
Oh, really?
I don't see myself going back.
Okay. If you look at my account, I have a lot of hours in Spore, but I've never actually played it myself. My nephew would play Spore in my account. And he was playing it when he was like 5 or 6, and he really enjoyed the game. He really liked being creative with building his monsters. Mm-hmm. And it was one of, like, before...
It was cool for you to check in on his stuff.
It was so awesome. Yeah. And he would... It was so cute seeing how he would name his... Because he didn't know how to really spell correctly, of course, yet. And so he would, like, name alligators and then, like, misspell it. He even made a, like... And he used to watch me play a lot of Counter-Strike. So he would make, like... He made an MP5 monster, or not MP5, or like an AK-47 monster, and like this is like a 6-year-old kid, which is horrible considering the news we're going to bring up later today. But it was sport is just great for kids, and I'm sorry, you know, you were so hyped up for it when it was meant for. I sincerely think it was meant for a younger generation.
You think so?
Yeah.
It gets pretty complex, kind of.
Really?
Once you get to the city version, you gotta research space programs.
Well, I guess I never really got that. Mm. Saw him get too far, but he was really big on character creation. And
this is gonna be an 8-hour podcast.
Moving on.
All right, Doom is on there. We kind of skipped over that.
Yeah, I just fired it up just to show some drunk guys last night to show off my rig and stuff. And goddamn, does it deliver?
Yeah.
Holy fuck. They were like, what the fuck? Let me play. And of course, they died instantly because they don't play. But shock and awe.
Yeah.
Shock and awe. We're playing on a Predator 30X34, like as I do with a 1080 Ti.
Is that a 120 hertz?
100.
100, okay.
Yeah. If you want to impress your friends, this is one of those games that you just load up. I was going to do Star Wars Galaxies, but Star Wars Battlefront 2, which I think is number one on my list for graphics.
Yeah.
But this might take it over after watching it again. It just looks so much better than everything else. It's fucking amazing. Anyway, and plus you had the gore factor. They laughed at the little kind of like inside jokes where it's like, demonic invasion in progress or whatever the computer tells you.
Yeah, and he's like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, fuck. Let me go handle this. Fantastic. Obviously, it's a great game.
When I first got that Berserk power up, dude, I was giggling like a schoolgirl, just tearing dudes up. Yeah. I was having so much fun.
So just wanted to mention it that way. And finally, so we hit our data cap on Cox.
I didn't even know Cox.
I hit the mushroom cap on Cox.
I do that. I do that quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Cox is our local ISP. And I guess we get 1 gig? No, 1.
It depends on your plan.
What's the next one up?
You get 1 terabyte.
Yeah, 1 terabyte, which is 1,000 gigs. Mm-hmm. And we ran through that like on the 20th of the month.
Ouch.
And then after that, it's $10 per 50 gigs.
Yeah. Now you can pay for it. I'm sure they told you this, but you can pay extra to have unlimited, right?
Yeah. If you get Gigablast, which is their top one, you get unlimited downloads, which costs $120 a month or so. Mm-hmm.
But I think when I had Cox, I had the same plan. Yeah, I didn't have Gigablast. I had the same plan that you do, and there is an option to pay a little bit extra. Well, I don't know.
I'm going to be paying out of pocket quite a bit this month, probably $50.
Has everybody heard about the whole Verizon thing with the firefighters and all that?
Yeah, I heard about that.
That's ridiculous.
So the firefighters went over their data caps on their phones.
Well, there was supposed to be unlimited data, and then they started throttling them while they're fighting these fires.
But they it's not because they were like, hey, fuck these firefighters. It's just like, that's how it goes.
Like, they were supposed to, they had an unlimited plan.
Right. And didn't they also like respond to this and give them unlimited?
Yeah, they responded twice. Once being, this was not about net neutrality. This is something else. And the firefighters responded on Twitter, like, how is this not, this is nothing but net neutrality. That's what net neutrality is in its core. And then Verizon came back with something else. And, yeah, it's just all corporate bullshit. Yeah.
I thought they had satiated them. Didn't they give them?
No, they tried to. And the firefighter's like, no, this is unacceptable. You can't just apologize and expect everything to be okay.
Oh, wow. So they're going to switch. Damn. Cool. Hmm. Good for them.
I almost forgot. I've been playing Chrono Trigger.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah.
I saw you playing that.
Yeah. It was on sale for $7.49. It's been on my wish list for a while. It's regularly $15. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to grab this. This is, a lot of people will tell you, the best Super Nintendo game. You look up any top 10 Super Nintendo games, it's almost always at the top of the list.
I would have to agree.
It's a great game. And whenever they redo a game like this, put it on PC, it's always a matter of how well do they do it? How do they handle the graphics, the controls, the saving, the UI? Is there controller support or keyboard mouse support? And they do it all fairly well in this. The saving system, they use something called bookmarks, and it's like checkpoints, basically. So when you get through the game, it just automatically saves, or you can save it. And then when you start up the game, you go right back to where it was. I don't think there's any... You don't have any other control over the saving other than that, though. So I don't know if I can start another... I think I can start another game. But they do that all right. It does have really good keyboard and mouse support. I was surprised. Even the mouse, you can play the whole game with the mouse. You really? Click on things you want to interact with. You click and drag, and your character will walk in that direction.
It's probably faster than controller, I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah, it's easier. That's... Plus, my controller isn't always readily available. So I was really impressed with the keyboard and mouse support on this
now,
game.
Initially, when it came out, people were shitting all over the port, correct? And then then there was patches?
Yeah. There were lots of patches that apparently handled a lot of things. I don't know. This is the first time I've played it, so just everything that they're offering now seems really good.
God, if you haven't played this game for $7.50, you can play Chrono Trigger?
That's what
fucking
awesome.
Yes, do it. I mean, if you can stand the graphics.
It's a classic RPG.
It's a classic RPG.
They have high-res graphics, and they have the original ones. The high-res aren't that high-res. It's not like a Final Fantasy III total makeover.
So it's like a reshading kind of?
Kinda, it's still pixelated, but maybe a little bit better. Okay. I don't know. It's fine. It still looks the same, and this is still such a great game. Final Fantasy III was one of my favorite games on the Super Nintendo, and I didn't play Chrono Trigger till much later. But I've always found Chrono Trigger to be much more linear. Like Final Fantasy III, even though I played that now, and I'm like, oh, I kind of see the connections here. Like it felt so open world for a game at that time.
It did, so much to the point I got lost because when I first played this game. I was so young, but it was one of my first RPGs that I've tried, even before Final Fantasy, I think. And I loved the beginning with the fair.
Yeah.
And then it's one of those games, and like most RPGs back in the day, if you're not completely paying attention, you have no way of keeping track what exactly you need to fucking do.
Yeah, so
you'll run around and talk to everybody and try to interact with everything, but you'll waste so much time because you... Mm-hmm. Absolutely forgot what your next direction
was. The quest giving was so vague too. Like find like a red feather. You're like, who fucking drops a red feather? Yeah.
Well, in the PC version of Final Fantasy III, they had like a hint system that they put into that. So if you got lost, it would tell you where to go. Yeah. I don't think they do that with this. This stays pretty true to the original SNES version.
How's it going for you, Bobby?
I mean, so far so good.
How long?
I haven't spent that much time. We're talking like an hour.
Oh,
maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, but just getting started. But I never beat Chrono Trigger. I beat Final Fantasy III several times.
Is Tactics on Steam yet? Because that's one of the games I would want to play again, Final Fantasy wise.
You know what stands out to me, though, playing this game again, and even a little bit with Final Fantasy III, is just how much they put into the music in these games. And that was just like a Japanese thing. I feel like no other games gave a fuck about music. And then these Japanese games, Final Fantasy, Chrono Trigger, like the music in Chrono Trigger is so iconic. I hear it and immediate nostalgia. And then it's kind of hidden.
Stuff, right?
Yeah, but it's like hidden behind this whole 8-bit sound. Yeah. And then you hear
an actual video game orchestra.
The Video Games Live. Tell me, Tallarico. If you get an opportunity, definitely do that. I've been there and it's fantastic.
Yeah. I went to Zelda 1. It's pretty good.
They change it up every so often. But that's a great thing to go to.
I own the physical CD of Final Fantasy III soundtrack, and it was... I used to listen to that just in my room. It was just beautiful, dude.
So, based on the sound, you're going to keep going, obviously, right?
Yeah, I'll keep playing.
Makes me want to play it now. God, the game is so good.
Come back next week and let us know how that goes.
Have you played these?
I mean, I can't think of anything new, really. It's just Chrono Trigger.
Yeah.
Like, I could talk about the game, but we all know that. Yeah. You know? It's just... Anytime a game comes out like this, the real thing to talk about is just how do they handle the port.
Chrono Cross was pretty good. A lot of people didn't like it, but I had fun with it on PlayStation 1.
You know, Cloud Ocean was talking about that.
You could also talk about people calling you a millennial.
I don't think anyone's going to do that in this game.
Oh, okay.
But we'll see. I don't know. All right. Chrono Trigger. What else we got? Oh, that's it for highlights. I guess we're on to news.
Yep.
Well, can we talk about the breaking news?
Do we want to talk about Paladins at all? Did you play enough of that?
Next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The breaking news. What is the breaking news, Gina?
It's a very unfortunate breaking news, but it looks like as shortly or even during our podcast, there is a mass shooting in Jacksonville, Florida, unfortunately, at a Madden tournament. And it, and like, we don't know the full details, but this is absolutely devastating. Obviously, Florida has suffered from plenty of mass shootings, and very recent with that high school in Fort Lauderdale, I believe. So now it's Jacksonville, Florida, and this hits home because this gaming community is my gaming community. I actually spent 2 years in Jacksonville, Florida before I moved out to San Diego. So it really breaks my heart hearing things like this. And well, with any mass shooting, honestly, but this hits home because this is something that I could have potentially even have been at. So that's kind of horrifying.
Hear.
So it looks like they have a game bar, which I've never been to. Maybe it might be a newer game bar, but it's called GLHF Game Bar. And they were doing it's in downtown, and it looks like we're live streaming this on Twitch. And so I'm pretty sure they took it down from Twitch, but this is very unfortunate. Multiple fatalities, and we don't know the details, but we just know that there are a lot of unfortunate victims in this case. And it's really sad to hear this.
Fuck, that sucks. It also sucks that, like, every time I'm in a crowded place, like, which are usually fun places, like festivals, fairs and shit, you always think something could go down right here.
Yeah.
And I never used to have to think that. That sucks. That's, like, the worst part
for
me.
I think that's part of getting old, too. Like, I don't want to become that person who's afraid to leave his house because of all the atrocities going on. But at the same time, it's a real threat.
And still, it's the safest time it's ever been, ever.
You know what's funny? Not funny. You know what's sad? That whenever I have a conversation with my sister or my mother, they always have to bring up protect yourself. You know, never walk outside alone. You know, like even like when you go shopping, you know, like don't park, you know, don't go shopping in the dark. Like they're so concerned about my personal safety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so,
though counter to that, like I was just saying, like it's the safest time it's ever been for everybody across the world. But it doesn't seem that way because even if one person is killed in the wrong way, on the other side of the world, you're going to hear about it. So we hear about every murder, you know, not every murder, but you know what I mean? Yeah. Like it seems way worse than it actually is, but it doesn't make it any better when you hear these crazy things.
It looks like they haven't caught whoever is responsible for the shooting either. That's very unfortunate.
All right. Jeez. Thanks, G.
What?
No, you did the right
thing. Yeah.
All right. Well,
I'm really sorry. I feel so sorry for everyone in that area right now.
I'm chrono triggered.
Oh gosh.
were you just waiting for a point to use that? Like you had that queued up?
Okay. That was right there on the button.
Oh, okay.
I was all like, right. How do we get back? And I was like, chrono triggered.
So no Assassin's Creed game will be released in 2019, according to Ubisoft. They've taken years off before. I believe 2016 and 2008 were the prior years where they did not release a title. This is on PC Gamer, by the way. I think that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, definitely okay.
These are big games. These are huge games.
Like, is anybody excited about this Greek version?
No.
I couldn't.
I like the setting.
I couldn't care less.
I like it better than a lot of other Assassin's Creed settings, but I still probably won't play it.
Yeah.
I mean, by default, I don't care, but
Odyssey, right? Yeah. Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
As we're going through the news, let me just plug again. We have a news, text channel in our Discord. So if there's an article that you see that you like, put it in there and we might talk about it.
Maybe.
It's weird that like news is, hey, we're not going to do something. And you're like, people report on.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do this something so much that it's news. It's almost like, hey, there's no war in the Middle East. And you're like, oh, shit, that's news.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw three articles that all said the same thing, like saying that Odd Job is considered cheating by the people who made
N64. Yeah.
Like, I saw three articles about that. I was like, why does that need to be confirmed by anybody? Everybody
that
knows.
That came up on my feed, too.
I was like, why? I don't care. That's a 20-year-old game. Everybody knew it was cheating, but now the devs say it's cheating.
Because
now
he's so short? News. Is that why?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was like under the reticle for everybody.
Oh, I see.
All right.
Because it's official now, man. That's why.
It's dumb news.
Yeah.
Next bit of news here. Open AI bots fall to human Dota 2 players at the International 2018. So the grand finals were yesterday. I didn't watch that much TI this year. Just wasn't that into it. I liked the All-Star game. I know the year prior, they did that thing where they had a 1v1 match versus OpenAI, and they promised next year they're going to be doing the full five-man team of AI versus humans. And it looks like they beat them 2-0 in a best of three.
Do you know? That's awesome. Did you watch that, Bobby?
I didn't, no.
I was curious if they, if they modified their play. I wonder if they played like they would against humans, or they thought about it and they're like, let's do unexpected things to kind of break the code or whatever.
Well, in the article,
cheese them.
In the article by PC Gamer, they explain a lot more of it. But I guess what happened, first of all, the people who made this said, we don't expect to win, but we expect to learn a lot here. And we're going to take this and, you know, apply it, and they're going to become, the AI will become even smarter from this. But where they did all right in certain areas like team fights, but they really struggled with kind of the more macro style of play and getting the most gold out of the map. Like the humans were able to beat them with that. And there were a few areas where the AI kind of just bugged out. And the humans were able to capitalize on it. Like, they kind of figured out, okay, if I do this, the AI does that. So I'm going to do this, and then we can counter that way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there were a few things like that. But, dude, I don't know. I feel like this is the next step in something very scary. Gosh.
I find it a bit disconcerting that
all started with video games.
That you're saying the humans.
Yeah. Like, no, I'm on the robot side, dude. Exactly. I watched the trailer.
He's like,
movies,
the humans.
Like, I remember the very first touch of this that I had in my life was when I got my first answering machine. And it was like, there was no tapes in it. It was like digital. And it would refer to itself as I. So it would be like, I have no more messages for you. And I'm like, what the? Fuck you and fuck your I. Like,
yeah.
That was like 25 years ago or something.
All right, next bit of news. More tragedy. Three dead in high-speed collision caused by CSGO YouTuber McSkillet. So I wasn't familiar with this guy. I guess he does a lot of CSGO videos, especially pertaining to the gambling websites.
Yeah, and trading.
Young guy, 18-year-olds. Well, but the reason I wanted to put this in here was because this happened locally. This was on the 805.
I know exactly where that is, where that sign is.
Yeah, by the cemetery.
Yeah.
Not far from us. So he was going over 100 miles an hour in a McLaren the wrong way on a freeway.
What the fuck?
I don't know if he was drunk, trying to kill himself, or just made a very stupid mistake or what. I don't know. They don't have the details. But he crashed into another car, killed a woman and a young girl. And damn.
Fuck.
Fuck's going on out there. Dude, it's crazy out there. I was telling you before the podcast, my AC broke, so I opened up my the door to my patio and just left that open so the cool air could come in. Yeah. And I was just hearing the going-ons of downtown San Diego and just like sirens and fucking horns and homeless people just yelling at each other all fucking night. Wow. Trying to play video games up here, and these people won't shut the hell up.
No respect for Bobby's video games.
Yeah. That's why I actually, one of the few things I keep close to my bed is I have a large bottle, like something you would find a 1,000 count ibuprofen in, of just earplugs.
Okay.
So.
Really?
Yeah, because I live down by the beach, and people love to go out at night too, and it gets loud, and I used to live really close to like the
road. Why don't you use the same earbuds?
Huh?
Why don't you use the same ones?
Earplugs?
Yeah.
Earbuds? I use them sometimes, but I kind of get grossed out by them. Yeah. Mm. So I chuck them.
They're foam. They gather nasty stuff. Yeah.
But no, I have like, I keep a plethora of those around.
Good. So. I guess. I would just buy one and just use them forever. Yeah.
No, you
gross.
Wouldn't.
No matter how black they
you definitely wouldn't.
Nasty, no. Emilio.
I don't believe that.
Affection that way.
I don't believe that at all.
Smell them before I
No, that's
in.
Really unfortunate that this kid literally just...
Yeah dickhead.
I don't know.
He's a kid.
I mean, 18 years old.
He's 18 years old with a McLaren?
That's crazy. Yeah. Yeah. That's,
did the guy himself
that's that
die?
YouTube money.
I wasn't around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's okay. that YouTube money.
Yeah.
All right. This one, I haven't found a story on this yet, but I'm sure there's several out there. Amazon is going to remove the ad-free viewing that you get with Twitch Prime, which is really unfortunate. That, this was the kicker for me. Yeah, this is when I was like, okay, I'll get Twitch Prime. Mm-hmm. Because before that, I was like, am I really going to use it? I don't know. And then I was like, shit, I watch a lot of Twitch to get ad-free viewing.
You know, it's funny. I hadn't even realized that's why I don't get ads until now that I know that
you'd notice it when you get the ads, man. They are obnoxious. Mm-hmm.
They're louder than the stream. They last forever. You can't skip them. Yeah, it really
And they get really tricky. Like if you use like ad block
and it goes over the content, so like you literally don't know what's going on, and then
it's
all live stream. You can't like, pause it and then go back. So
yeah, I guess you can still get that with Twitch Turbo, which everyone kind of forgot about when Amazon took over. But Twitch Turbo used to be this upgraded service of Twitch that you could get.
And I don't think ad blocker works for ads, does it? Or maybe it does work. The ad blocker?
It used to, and then it stopped. And then it was always like a back and forth. But they tried very hard to get past any sort of ad blocker with Twitch.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. Like that really, this is like one of the reasons. And it sucks because they were saying in some of the articles I was looking at, like, don't worry, you're still going to get your monthly free games. I was like, oh, super. You know, like nobody gives a shit about those.
Right. So that seems like it was a move by Twitch, it sounds like.
By Amazon.
Well, Amazon owns Twitch.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. So they're just trying to generate more money.
Exactly.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a huge revenue for them.
Yeah.
Huge. So, I mean, I understand why they're doing it, but still, it's like, I don't know.
Are you going to pay that $9?
For Twitch Turbo?
Yeah.
I don't know yet.
Anybody?
They keep upping the price of Prime, too. Like, it keeps getting higher and higher.
I mean, they did it once since or twice in the entire, you know. It went from 80 to 100, and now it's 120. So.
Yeah, well, it's jumped $40. And all now right. you got to get Twitch Turbo.
Back in my day, fucking Prime was $40.
I'm a fucking millennial, dude.
You follow through with your Prime
payments. Would not pay for Turbo. I would be frustrated by the ads, but I wouldn't.
But you don't watch that much.
I would try to get ad blocker to go on there or whatever.
Bobby says they're smarter than ad blocker, right? Bobby,
isn't that what you're saying? I'm sure there's a way to get around
it. There's always,
but it's not as it used to be able to just ad block, you block, whatever, and boom, no problem. But I remember it getting kind of difficult and tricky. So I don't know. Well, that goes live like next month too. Like that's happening September, I think.
Hey, Bobby, can we get a shout-out to the sub we got, whoever it was?
Oh, yeah, we did have someone sub.
I thought that's what that blacklist over there was for.
It is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Hutch knows.
Thank you so much for the sub. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Forgot yeah, one job. Right. Yeah, eight jobs. Like 15 jobs, Bobby.
All right, that does it for the news. Let's talk a little hardware. Now, we talked about the RTX 2080 last week, didn't we?
Yes, but now it's, but that was before the official.
The techs.
Yeah.
The specs came out and stuff. Mm-hmm. I actually read quite a bit about this.
No.
You guys want to hear about my knowledge that I acquired and ready to spew amongst you? The reason that it's RTX and not GTX is because they're really, really doubling down on this ray tracing stuff and how much it's going to affect graphics. There's a few videos about how much it affects. Have you guys watched this?
The RT mm-hmm. for ray tracing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've seen some of the demo videos.
I just, that's what I learned. That's it. I'm done.
I always tune out with these things, though, like because it's always like NVIDIA saying, hey, check out our new technology. These are our benchmarks that we got in our labs, and these are what we're able to produce. So it's all like very, very skewed.
But I'm not here to talk about
the legitimacy.
Of their numbers.
It gives you an idea.
Because their numbers aren't like, they said 50% faster, which really means probably 20% faster, which is not a gigantic jump, right? Like you're not going from a $900 card to a $1,400 card for 20%. A lot of people won't. Some people are bleeding edge, but whatever. What they're really, really pushing here, and the reason they changed their whole branding and everything is, like I said, they're doubling down on this ray tracing. So what is ray tracing? So I watched a bunch of videos. Obviously, it makes things look far more realistic. It's a lighting. It basically comes down to lighting. I think right now, the way that lighting works, people are going to laugh at me for this, but you program where the light source is, and then you also have to program where the shadows go and how that light affects everything else. And with ray tracing, you just put a pinpoint of light somewhere, and the ray tracing figures out what the light should be doing automatically. So it really saves time on programming, and it looks real. Like, the difference between ray tracing and not ray tracing. Bobby, can you pull out some of these videos? Especially the Battlefield 5 one. That's one of the ones that shows it the most. So, like, there's these soldiers just shooting shooting guns on the street, and a cannon shooting a cannon or whatever. And the floor looks like it would in a video game. Like, just like black with some... Okay, so here we go. So we're looking at it now. That's with ray tracing. Like, you can see
the reflection.
The reflection, but not really, not just something that was programmed into the engine. Like, this is what happens when the fire goes off. It's real time ray tracing. So, well, some simulation of it. And because some people are also saying that it's not actually full time, real time ray tracing, it's going to get better than this, but. They're implementing it for sure. So you can see how the lights acting like light actually does. So I wasn't blown away by lighting. Definitely the lighting's maybe so much better for sure. It's way, way, way better. But when you're going to rebrand everything and come out with a new card with a new name, all for this, I was thinking something like some graphical jumps, you know what I mean? But as far as like, it does look great.
So talking to some people like that already have like 1080 Ti's.
Right.
And those like high-end, yeah. Okay. Like you.
Yeah.
A lot of them really aren't going for the prettiest thing. They're going for, like, especially with higher refresh monitors, like
right.
the 160s and stuff. You can't have everything on high with those.
Right.
So I feel like these 2080 series, like, people are going to turn the ray tracing off just so they can get good frames, like with better graphics, but better frames.
Yeah, I got you.
Because ray tracing seems like it's going to be just a resource hog.
It's going to be a resource hog. The other thing, so they have more cores, but the cores are more specified. So, the cores are going to be smaller. They're more efficient. They say 50% faster, which should be 50% more graphical power, but, you know, this is all ad talk. But a couple other things were, there's cores directed that are just for ray tracing. So there's like four cores that are just for ray tracing.
Okay.
And then there's two cores that are just for
rendering?
some sort of like machine learning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, and then exactly that's it. Everybody's like, what the fuck? What do you mean? So apparently, like, as you're playing, I might be getting this wrong as well too, but as you're playing and the game learns what type of graphics you like, it will get better at doing those graphics for you.
Okay.
So like, if you like higher refresh rate over graphics, it will do that better than it does the other thing. So, so your card is going to start to learn what you like. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait to see like official specs, like third party specs.
But that's the problem though. That's kind of what I'm trying to say.
What if for Bobby and Laren said Bobby loves pizza and video games and will change the toppings on top of the pizza. So he has the perfect pizza.
Every enemy turns to pizza slices in every game.
Or whenever Bobby just like so happens to pass by a pizza slice, it just auto screenshots because it just knows him so well.
Bobby, have you ever put a pizza mod on any game?
Are there pizza mods?
I'm sure there has to be pizza mods on games.
Have to check. Find out at Tabletop Simulator next week.
Would you come over if I had a pizza party?
What I'm trying to say here is that I don't think the specs are going to say what they're trying to say, which is like we got new shit that there's no specs for.
New technology. Yeah,
yeah, we have new technology.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
but I mean, it really all comes down to the specs for gamers. People want to know the frames they can get.
Yeah, I mean,
on the new rules, though, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, I understand.
You get what I'm trying to say.
But this is something that you can show people. It's not like 3D where you can't really go look at a YouTube video and be like, oh, that's what that's like. Or VR, you know, it's kind of hard to really convey what that's like. I mean, this, we're watching videos of it and it looks amazing. So you can show people this.
Look at that.
Maybe that doesn't translate well into numbers or benchmarks, but
look at that. Thousands of people that are listening. Look at that.
It looks good. It's a wall. There's some.
Oh, speaking of,
so when's the official release date for the 2080?
Is there
this year, right?
Yeah. Usually they release in October, but then like maybe there won't be enough. And
I don't think anybody's thinking about buying this. I know there's 21 games that support it, ray tracing right now, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
We had that up earlier. What games were those? It's all the big titles.
Yeah.
Well, 11 games here. Assetto Corsa Competizione.
Yeah, of course. Everybody knows that.
Who was talking about that one?
If I had a dollar for every Competizione I had.
That's a racing game.
Is it?
Yeah. Assetto Corsa.
That's going to look gorgeous.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Atomic Heart, Battlefield 5, Control, Enlisted, Justice, JX3, MechWarrior 5. People were talking about that.
5.
That would look great.
Oh, my God.
Metro Exodus. That'd be a good one to play.
Well, that's,
and Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
The first time I saw a ray trace demo was on Metro Exodus. That was like 2 months ago. And that was before they even released this 2080 information.
Was that impressive?
I didn't know what I was looking at, honestly. So it wasn't really, because I was like, I don't understand what I'm looking for. Yeah,
there's no juxtaposition.
Exactly. Yeah. It was just,
Well, this is exciting to see just the next big thing. And
Bobby, what's JX3? Just curious.
I don't know. Let's look it up.
Is that a game?
Yeah, that's one of the games that are supported. Sorry, Chia, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no.
Not
no, it's
that.
Perfectly fine.
That's a, oh, maybe it is. It's an MMORPG, Korean.
Korean I just MMO. Hope the gaming market can keep up with the cards, so that way people who do have it can get the full extent of their purchase out of it.
If anybody wants a 1080 Ti, just hit me up.
Yo.
Do you
when
need?
These yep. come out. What's up? I need a 1080 Ti.
When these 2080s come out.
First dibs. Everybody else shut up.
No, not at all. Mine. We all know that I get first dibs always.
You get everything, Chi.
You get end dibs. Whatever's like laying around, you take.
I know.
Okay. Kirby, thank you for the sub.
Thanks, homie.
Thank you, Kirby.
You literally took an air conditioner away a couple weeks ago.
That didn't work.
No, that wasn't. That made it worse for me.
Yeah, but like you still took it. Still
that took was the worst.
What'd you do with it? Is it still in your house?
It's like, you know how I was sitting on your front porch?
Yeah.
It's now just sitting on my front porch, just sitting there.
If only you
it's
knew
hideous.
A joke caller.
I forgot to ask you to throw it out, Minnie.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to put it on my motorcycle and just
no,
take
like
it to the
to
dump?
The dumpster, like around the corner.
God, I had another hardware besides the Nintendo. Anyway, I bought a Nintendo Switch for Sam. Uh-huh. And she loved it. Like, she fucking loved it. It was funny.
Mario Party, invite me over, please, when that comes out.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Can you play old games on?
I don't know.
Do they have?
You should be able to purchase
legacy.
Nothing
you
yet.
You should be able to purchase from the Nintendo Market older titles.
And nothing yet.
Really?
So, yes.
I'm curious about this.
Yes.
You put the cartridge in with tiny little cartridge.
Yeah, it's like a SD card.
Can you put that into the? Do you always have to have the cartridge in, or can you just upload that into your?
You have to have the cartridge.
You have the cartridge.
Yeah.
Unless you downloaded it from the
store.
So weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Nintendo's always, there's something about every system that comes out via Nintendo where it's just like, oh my God, this is so outdated. This
yeah.
is so like.
No, well, they're trying to like not get pirated. And it's working so far. I don't think it's been whatever yet. It hasn't been cracked yet.
Oh yeah.
So it's
true.
Working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
sure.
They're saving millions of dollars on that. Anyway, I haven't even held it yet. That cunt. Sam hasn't let me play the entire time. It's been 3 days. I haven't even seen the unit.
Oh man!
So if there's a new like
she's taking it to work.
Game that comes out, I might have to like check it out.
The dock, that dock that comes with it, just seems like such a cheap piece of hardware.
It looks like it.
I mean, it works.
It's a piece of plastic, right?
Yeah, it really is just like a hunk of plastic, really thin plastic. It seems like it would break easily.
If you're using this portably, how much battery life?
Oh,
no idea.
Impressive amount of battery life.
Better really? Than my cell phone.
Yeah. I think you can support like 8 hours of straight gaming.
Damn.
It's, well, of
That's
course,
a pretty
depending
big
on
screen.
The game.
What is that, like a 7-inch screen right there?
I feel like she's going to burst through the wall like a Kool-Aid character and be like, you call me cunt.
She's watching in the living room right
now.
It's
good to be a little bit afraid.
Yeah.
How much is this?
$300
$300
Yeah.
Ah, damn, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. And so her mom was like, I don't know what to get her. Everything I buy her, she doesn't want. I was like, I know exactly what she wants. I'll buy the Switch if you buy the games. So we went in there and I got her.
Was it her birthday recently?
Yeah, it's the 30th.
Okay.
So I bought her the Switch, and Roberta bought her the, Mario
Odyssey.
Mm-hmm. And she's a big Kirby fan, so we got her a Kirby. And then the selection was terrible, right? I mean, there's Splatoon, but she's not going to play that, right? So
she might like it.
It's kind of like multiplayer, isn't it?
It's a shooter. I don't think she's ever played a shooter. But anyway, so I'm looking at Breath of the Wild, right? Yeah. Which I'm dying to play, right? And I was like, I could have easily, because Roberta has no idea what I'm throwing in there, right? I'm like, oh yeah, she's really gonna like this. And then it was really the Homer buying Marge of
the
bowling ball at that point. Like,
yeah, I mean, Breath of the Wild. Like, I was like, one.
yeah. So I'm gonna have to buy that on my own. But what should I? I haven't seen the thing. I haven't held it in my hands once.
Yeah,
can't wait for her to fall asleep.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm glad she really liked
it. Earlier, Mila, you commented on me like being able to, like, my gift is to beat video games.
Yeah.
So I beat Mario Odyssey in 5 hours.
What the fuck?
And it was my friend's cartridge, and that was like when I was down 29 Palms, and he had one. I was like, oh, let me play Mario Odyssey. And like after I beat it, he was like, oh man, you did that quick. What speedrunners have you watched? I'm like, I've never seen any gameplay of this game before.
Wow.
Like I've seen like a review, like,
so what's
video
the speedrun like? Probably like
never seen it.
3 hours?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he's like, dude, you
Bobby, pull that shit up. What's the speedrun on Mario Odyssey? I'm going to guess 3 hours. Anybody on the over under?
I'm going way under. Probably like an hour, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hour three. That's what it looks like.
Well, let's bring it back to the PC world, too, after this.
And
what's an hour on that?
And then, so Breath of the Wild as well. Like, I played that on his and beat it. What do you think? How long do you think it took me to beat?
Knowing you, 15 hours.
15 hours? Two.
2 hours.
2 hours.
What? Why the fuck would you just play a game for 2 hours? Why not actually sit down and enjoy the damn game?
My goal in games is to beat games. I don't play for the love of the adventure or...
Are you even having fun?
For 2 hours, yeah.
Is there any See, normally when you play RPGs, you fall into the role of the character that you're playing. You basically relive the world.
If there was one character I didn't want to be in this world, is Link. He is just such a pansy.
Like, you play games like you need validation for something. I don't get it.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, gosh. Well, anyways.
I mean, I play games to beat them.
Speaking of, I know. I don't beat enough video games, but at the same time, I think I go at a fair pace with my video games.
Yeah.
You know?
I get that.
And then,
That's most of the world.
Yeah, with my recent purchase, I mentioned last week that I bought a 144 hertz monitor, an Asus like VG something or another. It's like the most popular one on Amazon for $270, $250 if you get like a little discount on it. And I installed it, set it up, played some Counter-Strike. Holy fuck, world of a difference!
Yeah,
I had no fucking idea that I was
except for. We've been talking about it for years.
I know, but it just skims over my head. I just assume that whatever purchase I made for myself was going to be just good enough. But so when I installed the 144 hertz, the first thing I did was, first off, switch it over to 144 hertz. Those don't come default 144. Mm-hmm. So I imagine a lot of people out there who buy a new 144 hertz monitor are still playing on 60. But so I set it up to dual monitors, and on one monitor, I did this simple. My friend told me to do the calculator trick, where you basically just open up the calculator app, swirl it in a circle on the 60 hertz, bring it over to the 144 hertz, swirl it in a circle, and just notice the difference of like the choppiness of and the drag and the lag and latency of you just moving a window around.
I'm still running on a 60, so I'm going to have to
step my game up. Well, here's the thing. For me, it's very important, and it actually has made a difference, because for the CS games that I have been playing, I can actually tell the difference in terms of my shots landing more. Mm-hmm. My KDR is going up. And it's so fluid, and it's the way it's meant to be played. And that's how I feel about like, I just feel like I was in this very naive bubble in terms of monitors. I never really knew that it had such a huge emphasis in terms of the refresh rate equals basically your frame rate. Mm-hmm. And like it complements one and the other. You can't do one and not have the other match it. So mm-hmm. I'm very ashamed that it took me this long, especially considering how important it is that I do very well in competitive shooters. So
yeah,
144 hertz or Riot. That's what I'm saying, and that's what I'm telling all of you guys who are sitting on the same level.
It's almost 2019, and we're like, hey, you guys seen these high refresh monitors? You gotta
so
check them
horrible.
Out.
The reason, it's like everybody's on like that, like. I don't know. It's like the shoe fad. If everybody's on something else and I'm still on freaking like Velcro shoes or something like that, it's so messed up.
Yeah, I've just always been on like a budget, like a really tight budget. But now that I have some money and I just got a promotion, I can definitely afford.
You got a promotion?
Yeah.
When?
Friday.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, just went and talked to my boss. Like, dude, hey, I've been working here for a while. I deserve some money. He's like, yeah, you do. I'm like, oh, cool. All right.
Perfect.
Yeah. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, it's funny. Time to upgrade.
I won't bring it up.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I can't believe how much better I am at shooters now that I'm actually looking at things move the way they're meant to move.
Yeah. Remember when I got my 1080 Ti and I was talking about playing PUBG? And I was like, I haven't lost a firefight since I upgraded. Like, mm-hmm. it makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
Bucks is saying he has a 240 hertz. Good.
Oh, he says he wants to get a 240.
Oh, wants to get one.
There's
okay.
There's a certain They're point really where there's diminishing returns.
Yeah.
So,
I would imagine
100, 120, you're good. I got a 165, although I don't overclock it to 165 anymore. I leave it at 144. I don't really notice much of a difference, if any, between 144 and 165.
Yeah.
There's also, like, they'll advertise TVs at 120, 240, and they have their own way of measuring things. So sometimes these 240s that they advertise, at least with TVs, I don't know so much about monitors, but with TVs, they will, like, 240, their version of 240 is pretty much just the standard 120.
Yeah. I think I'm at that point where I am... especially after this monitor upgrade, I'm ready to really consider going back, doing a look over on my rig and seeing what areas of that I can improve it. Because I built it, how long ago? 4 years ago?
Oh,
yeah,
dude. Yeah.
Definitely
I'm still running a 970.
And the time, was it the shit 4 years ago?
No, it was more like good.
Yeah, like 80%,
really good.
Right?
Really good, yeah, but 80, but I was still being budget conscious.
Right.
I think I spent $1,400 on my rig at the time.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that was...
That's like for the tower, right?
Yeah, just for the tower.
Yeah.
Yeah. Building it ground up.
Damn, you're always going to the back. Making a big mess.
Fucking everything up.
Don't let his boner hit you on the back of the neck.
Hey, I'm going to have a whole 12-pack here pretty soon.
Yeah. Got quite a collection of cans over there.
Yep. Brought to you by Bud Light, by the way. I'm not even a beer drinker, but just seems like the right move today.
Time for listener questions.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's start it off with one directed at me. Jens asks, question for Bobby. Who is your favorite composer and why? Is it Bach? this is probably
Bach.
In response to last week. I was talking, I went on a bit of a tangent about music. I don't like Bach that much. I don't like the Baroque period. Too stringy, too ornate, too... complex. They don't really favor the melody too much in Baroque. Much
a
more
very
like,
elaborate answer.
That's what he
should have been here last week.
Yeah.
I am much more on the side of the Romantic period. Really love Chopin right now. Crazy about Chopin.
I love Chopin the vodka.
Okay. Bobby, what do you call the stuff that it's like heavy horns, heavy drums, very powerful, like don, 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 don. Like, what's that called? What's that fall under?
Like, well,
like Star Wars type stuff.
I don't know. That would probably be Romantic period.
Okay.
That's
what I'm into then.
People say classical music, but there's several different periods, but there's three big ones. There's the Baroque, which is like Bach, Vivaldi. Then there's classical, which is all the big ones, Beethoven, Mozart.
Chopin.
And then there's the romantic, which is Chopin, Tchaikovsky, Schubert.
Chopin was romantic. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was he at the beginning of it? The romantic period? I thought he was classic.
No. Well, I was just saying, like, a lot of people say classical music, but and they'd use that kind of as a term to envelop all those periods. but there's a lot of differences between them.
So I guess I like classical, because once it gets fluty and stringy, I'm out.
That's kind of
there could be different parts that you like, because it all sounds very different. Usually in like a symphony, there's four different movements. You got your adagio, then you got, which is the fast one, or you got your allegro, which is the fast one, then the slow one, which is the adagio, and then you do like a dance one, which is like a minuet or a scherzo, and then you go back to the allegro, but it's much more grand. And a lot of people I like the dance piece, or like the waltzes, you know. I fucking hate waltzes, but I love fucking adagios. Like I love those slow somber ones.
I got a question for you, boy.
Yeah.
Do you dance?
No.
He broke never dances. Like, remember, like, he was like a b-boy.
Not since I quit drinking.
Bobby was a b-boy.
Yeah.
You know what? When it comes to, now that I'm single,
wait,
when Bobby it comes to b-boy? Like considering a potential partner,
yeah,
how they move in the dance floor is actually very important for
me. Yeah, for sure. It is a lot of work.
Like, I love
it's a precursor
dance.
To sex.
Oh, yeah, very true.
It's a mating ritual. Yeah.
It's a mating ritual.
I love hitting the dance floor. I love dancing. I can't be with somebody who can't dance.
I had to learn how to dance because, like, so, like, I don't know, 60% of guys don't dance. They're wallflowers. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So you're already way ahead of the game if you just put yourself out there. And then I got good at it. And then,
I haven't seen you dance. I haven't seen anyone here dance.
Yeah.
I used to break dance in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't we all? I could do the helicopter.
Bobby, the other thing I wanted to say. Oh, did I? I feel like I brought up Dr. Dre last time.
Did you?
Yeah, when we were talking about composers. No? Anyway, when I was watching, Straight Outta Compton, I was, they show you all the songs he's come up with. I'm like, he's one of the greatest composers of all time. Like, it really... He really is. He's so fucking prolific. Not just the Dr. Dre songs, not just the NWA songs, not just the Eminem songs, but he also produces a bunch of stuff that you don't... I didn't realize that he had produced. Mm-hmm. And like, this has got to be one of the most prolific guys of all time.
Mm-hmm.
It really... it's shitty, like, when you talk about classical music, but really, if you're going to say composer, that's what it is, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Dr. Dre is amazing.
Yeah, he's got an incredible ear for music. I saw him at the premiere of Straight Outta Compton. Like, I saw the pictures of that. I don't know. He looked like an old lady.
Dr. Dre?
Yeah.
He's got, like, muscles now. And
Eminem video. A while ago, but yeah.
Did he?
You're thinking 15 years, and then Bobby's talking about like 5 years ago, I think.
Well, straight out,
he got huge
like 2-3 years ago. He got like super big in that one Eminem video, like around the Rap God time. He was working out a lot.
Yeah, and there was that one video where
HGH.
I forgot what song was it, but he was basically in the gym. Was that the Eminem video? He was just in the gym, and all he could see is like his ripped ass muscles through his like tight muscle shirt.
I remember that video too.
Yeah. You know what was interesting, though? This is a bit of a tangent, but let's go down this road since we're talking about classical music. Yeah, there was... I've been talking about how I'm really into Chopin lately, particularly the Nocturnes. And there was one that I was playing, number 55. And I'm like, holy shit, this is the Evil Morty theme. You guys know Rick and Morty?
Yeah.
There's a song called The Damaged Coda. I can't remember who it's by. Let me look it up on YouTube.
Bobby, you see that teaser for season 4 of Rick and Morty?
I have not.
Yeah. Oh, it's fucking awesome. we can play it. It's 15 seconds long.
Okay.
Damaged Coda. Okay, so this is, if you've seen Rick and Morty, then you know when the big reveal at the end of one of the episodes that it was Morty doing it the whole time.
Right.
They call it the Evil Morty theme. I'm going to skip ahead to the part where it kicks in. Yeah, right here. Apologize if this is too loud.
Oh, yeah.
For sure, man.
So this is when he's walking out. Oh, they're all walking out, right?
They're all walking out. Great piece. Here. Love it. Okay, so let me play this.
That's where he's like putting his eye back in, or thing in his
the
eye.
Patch. Yeah. Nocturne.
That's how you spell Chopin? Wow.
Chopin.
Yeah.
I would have been there all day. I would have never got it. It's really bad when you're so bad at fucking spelling that not even Google can help you out.
Google's fuck, I don't know, bro.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah, well, Chopin is definitely an outlier of weird spelling. It's Chopin. It doesn't sound like Chopin at all.
Yeah. Okay, so this is Nocturne number 55.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, even that, right?
Yeah, right there, I already heard it.
So it starts very light. And then, like all Chopin pieces, they kind of build up. There's a lot of repetition.
Can you play any of this stuff, Bobby?
Yeah, I play this. I don't play the. I have a hard time playing pieces fast, although this is a slow piece. But yeah, it takes me a while. I got to practice a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? I think it was a movie about. Mozart, I think it was.
Amadeus.
Amadeus.
I love that movie.
You know, that I love that movie, and I watched that. You have to be over 30 to get that movie, because I watched it as a kid with my mom, mm-hmm. and then I watched it like as an adult. I'm like, oh my God, now I connect and I understand this movie. One of my favorite pieces of all time is Lacrimosa, and that is played at the end of that movie. And the interesting story behind that is he was creating that piece and died at the time. He died very young, like in his mid-30s, like arguably when he was really, you know, getting good. So yeah. I think it's one of his best pieces. He dies in the middle of it. One of his students takes it, finishes it, tries to sell it off as his own, but his wife said corrected that and said, no, this was actually his.
Damn.
But that piece is in Bioshock Infinite. They use Lacrimosa in so many movies and video games. It's at the part where you see Lady Comstock's grave, or like some sort of memorial
nice.
For her.
Yeah.
But they play Lacrimosa during that part.
I actually accidentally turned off the music in Bioshock.
Oh.
For like a split, I think I was always fucking with my settings, and maybe I wanted to like play my own music.
Played the rest of the game without it?
Without music. And there's this one part where he picks up a guitar and freaking, what's her name? Elizabeth sings. And I could hear her singing. I'm like, bitch, there's no music. And then I was
acapella.
Like, fuck. I know. I'm like, fuck, I had music off the whole time. I'm doing it wrong. 60 you know hertz, what? I'm doing it wrong. And if Infinite, I'm doing it wrong. It's so frustrating.
I turn off music in every single one of my games, except for a single player game, though. Like any multiplayer, Deep Rock Galactic, music is off.
I'm so disappointed in myself.
Even, what is that? Killing Floor 2, music is off, even though it's got a good soundtrack. But any sort of multiplayer game, music's always off.
When the DL Gaming...
I remember why. I turned it off so I could play some Aretha Franklin. Because I heard about...
She died.
Yeah, her passing. And I was like, okay, time to play some Aretha.
You know, on Discord, I see you like streaming Spotify quite a bit.
Oh, that's not me.
Oh.
That's my bar.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
My bar uses my Spotify.
Oh, gotcha.
So sometimes it's me. Like before and maybe after bar hours, but during bar hours, it's always my bar.
Gotcha.
I'm not listening to music 24/7. Yeah.
What was I going to say? Something about, God damn it. I had so many things to say. All right. Well, I was going to say like years from now when people are looking back, like the DL Gaming diehards, they're going to be like, they jumped the shark when they started covering classical music instead of video games.
You know what I want?
This is the beginning, right?
I want a DLG wedding. We could have had a DLG wedding with
married?
Chad, but no one's getting married. We need a DLG wedding. One of these days, we're going to have it. We're going to live record it, stream it too for the audience. Get on it, guys, because I know it's not going to be me. So get on it.
Unless it's in.
I want to be a DLG bridesmaid. God damn it.
Oh, God.
Recycled. I think you're talking about diegetic and non diegetic music. And yeah, I mean, that, I don't know. That's a whole other topic we could get into, but. There's some fun things you can do with that, and they do it in a lot of movies.
Right? I remember the other thing that I was going to say. Do you guys still listen to Radiolab? Does anybody?
Yeah.
No. What's Radiolab?
It's
a radio show.
One of the best podcasts out there.
Oh.
They just tell stories. Every episode's different.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Their sound design's amazing.
The best sound design.
Anyway, they had an episode. Do you remember the one where, so this lady was a professor, and she...
Not that, Bobby.
Took some time off. Took some time off to her son got her. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Anyway, she decided, while I'm taking time off, I'm going to start painting instead. And then her paintings got crazier and crazier and more abstract and more like
focused on, I think it was a strawberry.
Like first it was strawberries, and then it was strawberries for like a month. And there's like 30 fucking strawberry paintings, and then it would be another thing, and then it would be like rainbows, and then rainbows for 2 months and 3 months, and more abstract and more like acid trips.
Yeah, she became like obsessed.
She would get obsessed, and she quit her job. She never went back, and like it was very like repetitive and pattern based, right? Mm-hmm. And then turns out this classical piece, do you remember the name by fault at all?
No.
If you could hear, it's dun da da
Yeah, that's the one.
It's very
just
like
keeps on, it's the same very marching, thing, but like keeps on building up.
Yeah, dun, da, da. It's the same fucking bar over and over and over and over. Man. And she became obsessed with this song and started trying to associate paintings with it. So eventually, she painted the song note by note. It's a gigantic painting because note by note, she went by it. Different colors associated with different sounds. Boleto by
I don't know.
Bobby, do you know what this is? Play it for the audience.
Can't believe how long we've been talking about
this. I know. Anyway, turns out he was like a very like
classical music is never loud. Sometimes.
Yeah, this is the piece.
Yeah, this is it. So this
banger.
He was already like super famous, and then he made this, and everybody was like, "What the fuck is wrong with him? Why would you do the same thing over and over and over?" He got the same brain disease she did 400 or 200 years later. And they both became obsessed with the exact same thing. Because
oh,
they
creepy.
Both had the
Chills.
Same brain disease.
Yeah, this brain disease. Like, it causes you to become, like, obsessive and repetitive.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what this piece... Like, if you, like, skip to, like, the midsection, it's, like, the same song, or the same tune, but it's, like, adds more to it.
Yeah.
It's funny because you guys are, like, Dead Cells Bolero.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You nailed it. That's what roguelike is. Yeah. Anyway, check out Radio
Bolero
Lab.
Bros they, over here.
They used to do better stuff, but they do good stuff every once in a while.
You know the catching the ball in the cup, the Mexican game.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Bolero.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
I had a Colombian friend once. He said they had a saying. I don't know if it was like a Colombian saying, but maybe where he grew up, like. Because we were talking about something. He's like, yeah, we got a saying, but I don't know how to translate it to English. But it's basically like, you know, that cup and ball game. It's like, if you want to play that with your own ass, go ahead. You know, basically saying just like, let somebody, you know, if someone wants to do something, let them do it as long as it doesn't harm anyone else.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay,
to each their own.
Yeah, so play Bolero with your own ass. So every time I hear about a Bolero, like the game, I always think of that. Someone playing that with his ass. All right, next question. Yeah, Radiolab. You know, I tried to look that up, but... I went to radiolabs.com, and apparently it's a website where they sell antennae. Mm-hmm. And I remember buying an antenna off that website like 11
wow.
years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, it totally just sparked a memory.
Crazy having listened to Radiolab, dude. Yeah, it's one of those podcasts where you could start at the beginning and be fine.
Yeah.
Because like, everyone is
things.
Different. Yeah.
And they've been doing it for like 15 years.
They win for sound design every year.
Oh,
man. That could tie into our next question. Kurt the Ape asks, what's your favorite Reddit YouTuber or streamer or podcaster?
Bobby. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Do you guys want to go? Because I thought of an answer here, and I even had some links for it.
I don't think I have favorites.
My favorite Reddit is probably... Fuck, that's amazing, or was that fuck? That's
damn,
interesting.
That's interesting.
Damn, that's interesting. Yeah, that one's really good.
Fuck, that's
like your
amazing.
Well, there's another
your
one. There's another one called like
there's
interesting as fuck.
Yeah, interesting
yeah.
as fuck.
Yeah, yeah. So I conflated the
oh,
two.
Oh, so like your favorite subreddit?
Yeah, probably that one.
Mine's
or...
simple. I really like the funny subreddit.
Yeah,
I like. Oh, I normally funny. When I am in the mood for redditing, I'm just like, oh, I just want to like be in a good mood, laugh at something. So funny is my most abused.
Yeah, it's really easy too. Yeah, you just go there and laugh.
It's really hated by like the old school Reddit community.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
R Funny is like the bane of
really?
Reddit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
why?
Yeah. Because it's just so basic and like a lot of things that are on R Funny are just so general. It's like this really isn't that funny. It's like maybe showing a cat doing a flip. It's like that's. I mean,
all right,
funny.
All right, dude. Everybody likes it. Don't shit on it.
Not no. I mean, I'm gatekeeping here.
What's
not
that space one? I kind of
space dicks.
No, not space dicks.
Wow.
I think it's called space porn, though.
Okay.
It's got like a name like that.
Yeah.
Like, that one's cool where it's like high resolution pictures of like
the
planets.
New one came out today of Saturn. Did you guys see that picture of Saturn? That came
they've been showing
today?
A lot of Jupiter
it's
lately.
Awesome.
It's a full moon tonight, I think.
Yeah. Our pregnant
by the way,
lady
our
that's
last,
staying with us
it's
is
our last
waiting for the full moon. She thinks it's going to have it on the full moon.
Okay.
It's the last full moon of the summer. Yeah. Mm.
God, I hate winter so much, man.
YouTuber, I would say Hot Ones. I don't really watch YouTubers. And
Sean
streamer,
Evans.
Probably Dr. Disrespect or Shroud. So, mine are easy. Anybody else?
Reddit? Favorite Reddit? I can't think of one that's like safe for work.
Wow.
So, NSFW
are we
is
safe
your
for
favorite?
Work?
Probably not.
No. I mean, if you, like, it's not just, like, regular, like, naked girls in porn. Like, I'm into some fucked up shit, man. I'm not about to reveal that.
I'm glad that you said that.
But then you're open to reveal that you're into fucked up shit.
Yeah, as long as you don't know how deep the rabbit hole goes, I'm fine.
I think there's a reason why I'm always, like, a 12-foot pole away from you. Maybe. And, like... or attempt to, or try to.
Yet you invited me to your house.
Wow.
Yeah, did it have you? Well, no, not in that sense. Minnie came over to like help me with cable management because that's what he does for a living. And he did a good job. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Right. They didn't take the air conditioner. Yeah. Gee, answer the questions or Bobby, or are you going to skip?
I mean, Reddit, I don't know. The hot subreddit. YouTuber, I really like Jimquisition. To keep it on gaming, also movie Bob for movies. Yeah, Jimquisition, I find him hilarious. Don't always agree with him, but yeah, he's
a little funny. Too extreme sometimes.
Yeah, he's very extreme.
He's a character, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love the bits that he does, though.
He's an entertainer.
I don't know why I'm so general, but I don't have favorites on either one of these categories. I am a very general like internet user, probably. Mm-hmm. And so for YouTube, my favorites are probably just the music channels, like Majestic Casual or Mr. Suicide Sheep and all of that other stuff. You know, so I like music channels for YouTube generally. Mm. And then streamers, I don't have a like personal favorite where I always have to watch them every time they live stream. But I do have a small group of people, like the first people I ever encountered on Twitch are probably some of my favorite streamers.
Okay.
Because I started Twitch 5 years ago and I used to be really big on Left 4 Dead streamers. I would only really watch Left 4 Dead streamers and I still watch them even though they're playing other games. So I love checking in on them whenever they're streaming. Hmm. So it's like the people who actually know who I am too are the type of streamers I like. You know, obviously I love your guys' streams.
Yeah, I like smaller streams. Any stream that has like more than 250 people viewing it, I really don't like.
Yeah, the big ones I get lost and I can't get on board with that.
Yeah.
I like the more personal feel of it.
So that means that the chat's important to you guys?
Yeah, interaction with the streamer. Yeah.
Like, wow. So,
like feeling like there's an actual community behind the channel. Mm-hmm. Like, I like that too.
Like Dr. Disrespect, he's entertaining for sure, but you can't really talk to him ever.
Yeah, I hate you guys' streams. Yeah. I only do the giant ones.
Yeah. Oh, well, my gosh.
There's a streamer, and I brought this guy up before. There's a guy who streams HOTS, and he's probably one of the biggest streamers out there. His name's Bam Bam. And
I watched those two clips. Tim Bam Bam?
Oh, yeah. No? I'll play the clips for you,
because
they're some of the best. But Tim, this guy is, the way I described it, because I was playing HOTS with someone last night, and I was just looking at the HOTS Reddit, and I saw a clip of Bam Bam's on there, and I just started laughing out loud, which I rarely do. And I was like, do you guys ever watch his stream? And the way I described it is perfect. Like, I find him mildly annoying 90% of the time, and then just the funniest thing I've ever seen 10% of the time. And I'm going to play some clips here.
I didn't even get the clip. I didn't understand the context. Like, I didn't get it.
Of just like, okay, we'll just watch it again.
Yeah. Cool. Let's watch it. You guys explain. I get a play-by-play.
It's kind of self, I don't know, just watch.
Yeah, it's kind of self-explanatory. So he's very talkative, and he's very loud and aggressive.
And emotive. Yeah,
and emotive, and he's always like kind of talking shit. And then sometimes it just kind of backfires. Like, so these clips are him like almost making it out, and then things things don't work out.
I love how the song ends right when it happens.
Oh, I love
He's
Mulan.
He's always playing Mulan, too.
That's hilarious.
So that's him right there. He's trying to
underscore.
Someone donates.
So I'm giving them
peace. To read chat.
Pussies! At Turk underscore. I can't give you these.
So he's hearthing right now, trying to get out.
Get fucked, Turk.
And then he just gets fucked from, like, long range. Like, okay. Asmodan's, like, dunk. Just
now I know why I didn't get it, because I was just listening to him and watching.
Sorry about that.
I wasn't watching the screen.
He was, like, already in his base.
Yeah, but the funniest thing, so he turns over to read chat, and then the moment that he turns his head back is when you see where the Asmodan globe is going to land, and it's too late to get out of the way. So he just accepts it and, like, takes his hand off the keyboard. Like, I'll play it back to you. Just the timing on this.
That's how I feel as a streamer, too. I can't count how many times I've died.
So he's talking shit like he thinks he's got away, and then he backs, like, kind of in a spot which, given their team comp, is not exactly safe. This guy playing Asmodan is a famous one-trick Asmodan, so of course he's
going to At Turk underscore, I can't give you these, so I'm giving them to Bam Bam. Get fucked, Turk.
That's awesome. And then he says,
"It's okay." Hey, Turk. Sorry about that, bud.
Just shit like that just cracks me up. This other one is
the other one's pretty good too. Yeah. Not as good as that.
Yeah, that one's the best one. There was one, there was the all-time greatest. It was the same exact thing, but in a different scenario where he's like, I think I'm going down. I'm going to die. Nope, I'm alive. I'm alive. And he's just like, he takes his hand on the keyboard and like, I'm alive. And then he dies. But this other one's pretty good too. This is
I'm not getting the joke.
I want to be saved.
He's always singing along with
save me. Dab. I'm over here. I'm over here. I'm over here! Little pussies. Easiest fucking...
Mid-sentence.
Had he kept running, would he have been okay? Why'd he turn back?
He tapped the well, and then he thought he was okay.
Are you even up there?
He looks up. But, yeah, he taps the well, and then he goes into back, but the Gray Man Cocktail catches him. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, even if you don't play the game, like, you can understand.
Yeah, that's the reason
I watch that stream. So I've been into his stream a lot.
You're looking for failure.
He looks like a lot of fun.
He is. He's very entertaining. But like I said, like a lot of the times, like he's just like he's a little grating on me because I'm like an old man and not a millennial. Yeah. And like I have a tough time with like.
Or are you?
What year were you born? Because they're like they actually have official years.
Yeah. I'm the oldest millennial you can possibly be. So I technically am a millennial. Oh, like, I was right. Yeah.
And my little brother is at the cutoff. Like he is literally the cutoff year of the being a millennial versus Gen Z.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah. I think he is more of a millennial than he would be Gen Z because
Gen Z's after.
Yeah, Gen Z is like the newest generation.
There's a comedy special by some woman I've never heard of before, but it's called Elder Millennial. It's on Netflix. I watched it just to check it out, and it's kind of funny because she's the same age as me, and she kind of talks about you know just being a technically a millennial, but like old enough to like not really feel like one, but kind of be in that weird spot. So.
Now that you know you are one, maybe you should rewatch that.
I've been obsessing with listening to comedy. I think it's kind of like my post-breakup therapy.
I love stand-up comedy.
So instead of listening to music in the car, I'll listen to stand-up comedy and stuff
good
like that.
Good for you.
That's why I'm
fantastic.
Like, hey, guys, I like a comedy show. Hey.
It's an underappreciated fucking art form, I think.
It really is.
I used to love Christopher Titus. You guys ever listen to him?
No.
No.
Really?
No.
Okay. He used to have a show on like WB or something called Titus.
Yeah, I remember Titus.
Yeah, it was. He's a really funny comedian. He's like he's kind of aggressive.
I'm kind very of like horrible Bill Burr. James too.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Bill Burr is my very first comedian I've ever seen live.
Yeah, he's good.
Way back when.
That's a good one.
I was like 20. I was 20. Got in with a fake ID.
I feel like he just came into his own like the last 5 years.
Yeah. This was before Bill Burr was like Bill Burr.
Right.
Yeah.
I put a clip up there as well, Bobby, as my favorite.
Oh, number three. Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Shut the fuck up, man.
You're getting rid of this guy. Bring up shit. Nobody knows about.
So my favorite streamer is Warwitch. And he's a really funny character. He used to be a CSGO shoutcaster back in like 1.6 days. And now he's just like really friendly to his community and just a fun guy.
Yeah,
Borish
is really cool. He's a cool guy. He's fun too and entertaining.
That's a bit loud. But you can see he's just like, he has like four different cameras while he's streaming and he goes like in different angles. And he's just like a goofy dude, goofy older man, like... Early 40s.
Is he the Nazi uniform? What's up with that?
No, that's the Star Wars.
Oh yeah, he's got the little hat and the gloves.
Yeah, he dresses up. He cosplays every.
Seems like Dr. Disrespect.
Yeah,
I could never cosplay on a stream.
I haven't either.
Oh man,
of all the people that could cosplay on a stream, it would be me. But I've never cosplayed.
Bobby, how long have we known each other?
10 years, almost 10 years.
Not one costume ever.
Really?
No. He will not put on a costume for
did
anything.
Did you come out for Halloween, Bobby?
Yeah, he put a t-shirt on that had like a skull on it.
Oh, yeah. Right.
That was my Pirate Bay t-shirt.
Yeah,
it was
a
cassette.
Oh, again, he'll defend it to the end of time, too.
So you wouldn't raid Chad's closet?
Yeah, Chad always had like
Chad has so many costumes.
So many costumes. Like adult costumes.
Yeah, talk about weird sex things.
Oh, yeah. Okay, can't tell that story.
I don't know if you. I don't like that sparked some idea that you wanted to bring up.
I'm just saying the shit that he didn't take to LA with him, and we were stuck with. Were hard to get rid of.
Probably like my college, like my college.
You can't
the stuff I had to clean out of my the stuff I had to clean out of my closet my sophomore year in college was disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Your own stuff?
No. Like when I moved in, because before I moved into that room, they called it the boom boom room. So it was an unoccupied room where there wasn't even a door, but just a curtain. So everybody would go in there and
bang it out
and boom, boom. And they literally collected every person's underwear that ever boom, boomed in there in the closet. They just like, it was like a, And then I also had to
clean it out.
I had to clean it out and I had to clean out there. I think it was called like the magic light or something, but it was literally a dildo and a pogo stick. I had to throw that out.
The boom, boom room.
The boom, boom room. Yeah.
Wow.
Dildo on a pogo
and you cleaned
stick.
It out.
It was literally a dildo on a pogo stick.
And you had to, why did you have to, I don't understand why you had to clean it out.
I don't know. It's because I was moving in. I was like, I need the shit out of my room, and I just cleaned it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Did you use the boom, boom, broom? I'll be here all week, everybody.
That was fucking hilarious.
Thank you.
I hate you sometimes.
Oh, man, that was awesome. I've never had anyone rougher since, and I'm so sorry, guys. You probably noticed I've been losing my voice on and off for some reason on this episode. I don't feel sick, but I just don't have my voice. So
I think it's all those germs you picked up from that room. Coming back.
Okay. Well, we do have another listener question.
Oh, let's good. Let's get to that.
Jeff Sunday asks, just listened to this week's episode. Would love to hear pitches on a game about podcasts.
I mean, there's one simulator, right? Isn't there the podcast simulator?
Is there?
I've never know. Heard of one.
I was thinking like the YouTube or the streamer one they have.
I would like to create a podcast dating sim where.
Oh my god.
Where
you crossbreed all these podcasts to like create like the perfect podcast.
But the entire time you have to keep your. Microphone to chair ratio high enough. It's constantly dropping the entire time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I imagine YouTuber being some life, sort of YouTuber's life is the one about YouTube. I couldn't get into that one. I usually like those sim games, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't because the game was bad. There was a lot to it. But I don't know. I see something. If you had to make a game about podcasting, I'd see it as something like this, kind of a sim game.
Yeah, sim game. That's the only way I can see it working. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why there's no games about making a TV show or making a radio show. It's because you have to be creative, I guess. It's not something like you can quantify and put into numbers, I guess. How many points do I get for boom, boom, broom? I don't know. Infinite?
I think Sniper responded saying the DLC could be how much can you drink while still making coherent sentences?
Oh, I thought that was his question.
No, I think that was in response to
I see.
DLC.
Oh, like, gotcha. Because I had an answer for that.
Well, go ahead.
A lot.
Well, there's five beers in front of you right now.
Do you remember that night that I sat in front of you and drank 8 doubles at the bar?
At my bar? And we pour heavy as fuck.
And
I try not to be as heavy-handed as I usually am.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, it's like.
That's not a usual night. Like, the other night I got drunk off of 2 triples.
Yeah.
So that's 6 drinks. But that night, I don't know, maybe I had a big dinner, but I was just sitting there and I felt totally fine.
Yeah, you were I think it's because you also had to look over Sam, watch over Sam.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
You,
When you see somebody like hitting like another tier, at like another level, you kind of know that you have to pull back yourself.
Pull back.
Just in case I need to be babysat.
Yeah.
Because it's really, for me, especially when I'm out with somebody, like we're either at a healthy same level, or one person's like going ham and the other one's just kind of like just veering back a little bit.
You tell me if this is sexist, G.
What?
I think as a man, you should never be more drunk than your woman.
That.
Because I can carry you, but you can't carry me. That's why.
I've taken, like, with my relationship with Max, we alternated, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
But is it good?
No, I think the man can enjoy himself too.
Every once in a while.
I think somebody
under the right circumstances.
As long as you're with somebody that you trust.
I don't lie. I mean,
if you're
with
somebody that you trust, it's important. Like, it's important that sometimes if you do go a little bit overboard, and especially when you're drinking, you don't even mean to go overboard. So sometimes it's not even your fault.
Yeah.
So it's important that you're just with the right person that you can trust to take you home.
And I mean, by the way, I don't drink, but when I did, it's like I don't think I would like my level of intoxication being dictated by who I was with. Like, if I want to get fucking drunk, I'm going to get drunk.
Yeah. But it's important. You got to look out for like your general safety. Or, while
you know, you
being
just see
drunk,
what happens.
Right?
You know?
Oh my god! This is why Bobby doesn't drink anymore.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, well,
you ever seen that movie,
Let's
Dude? Where's my car? That actually happened to me once.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I found it.
Oh my god!
Is that a bar I don't remember going to?
Is
that like the fifth one I checked? I was like, maybe I went to this one. I've been there before.
That happened to me too, but Google Now told me where my parking spot was. Wow. So,
Well, see, this was before
fucking millennials.
All the wonders, all the wonderful technology.
How about you apply yourself and remember? Draw a map. God damn it!
You know, thinking about it, Amelia, though, I don't think I've ever been more drunk than the girl I was with. Like, just subconsciously, I've never thought about it.
Yeah,
just subconsciously, I never have been.
Again,
that's like protocol.
At the risk of being sexist, I feel like you kind of have to take care of them at some point.
Yeah, I get you.
You know, again, because I can carry you and you can't carry me. What?
I've had to take care of. Yeah, it's like it alternated. Honestly, and me being a bartender, I can't even tell you how many times, like on a daily basis, I just have to look out for somebody, you know, who's
I
like,
just randomly had something shot in my head about the last reunion, family reunion that I went to. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, where's Mark? Hey, anybody see where Mark is? Mark had pulled his shirt up over his head, fell asleep under a table, giant belly.
That is hilarious.
Drunk as fuck at like 9:30.
That would be me too, but not with the shirt.
In front of the entire family? Like, next level shit, dude.
You know,
giant guy. Nobody could carry him. Nope.
It's funny. My sister loved to throw parties. And these parties were, they weren't like wild and out parties. They were more like barbecue, get together, beers and good food kind of parties.
Yeah.
And I would always fall asleep at those parties because like all of her friends kind of bored me. Yeah. So, but I would eat so much and I would drink just enough where I wasn't actually drunk, but I was sleepy. So I would get the itis. I would fall asleep. It's like straight up. Like that episode from Boondocks.
Yeah.
And where you eat and then you fall asleep. And I would always fall asleep in the middle of the party and they would always harass me. So I would always wake up with like a limp hot dog on my like upper lip or something. Or like stuff drawn on my face. It was like they just knew. Like,
have you guys ever fucked people up that fell asleep other than that? Other than getting fucked with?
Yeah. Antiquing. I used to do that to
what
people.
What the fuck is that?
I used to know what that meant.
That's like you get a flower. And just bash their face in with it.
Oh, that's
the flower.
Horrible.
With the powder flour.
Oh.
Not flour, but like powder flour. And just
Bobby?
Oh. I'm just picturing you hitting someone with a...
Bobby seems too nice to...
Oh, no, dude. I've drawn plenty of... my buddy has some...
plenty of dicks on plenty of faces. No, yeah.
I had a buddy who always drank too much. And it was comical to a point. Like, he would always lose motor control. He would fall down and just like... crash into stuff. And it was super annoying. Like, we always had to take care of him.
Yeah.
And he was, we'd always draw shit on him. Man, we're really taking these listener questions.
Yeah,
we are.
Yeah, these are long.
This is a long episode. I feel like I missed podcasting, so I'm glad that we're back doing it. It was just a week, right?
Doing it every week.
We did it last Saturday, so it's an extra day.
Oh, it's an extra day.
Every week for the last 5 years.
We should do that Metroidvania thing midweek.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we'll talk about
that. We'll cut these people out. Do you know how to run
Bobby
these
machines? Bobby and I will be on World of Warcraft.
Do you know how to run
our new WoW speed?
Do you know how to run these machines?
I know how to turn them on.
Okay,
Bobby,
good.
You're Horde. You're Horde, right?
No.
Oh, fuck,
not this time.
We're not playing together then. That's too bad.
I know, everybody,
would you roll
everybody.
Horde?
Would yeah,
you roll
I played Horde last
with
time.
Me?
I don't know if I go through all that with another. To grind another 10 levels. I don't know, maybe. A lot of people are playing Horde.
Gee, you're very hard to play video games with.
No, I'm not. I'm actually really good at video games.
Yeah, you are.
I'm really good at video games.
You really are hard.
No, you're good at them.
We've got one more listener question. Let's get to this. Kurt the Ape says, copyright law protects the work 95 years after publication. Do you think it would be a net good if that was reduced to something more reasonable? Think of all the great Star Wars games we'd have by now if it was 20 or 30 years instead of 95. So I think there's a lot of intricacies to that, because I know like with some of the superhero IPs, like it's shorter. There's a rule like if you don't use the IP within a certain amount of years, then you lose a right to it. I know that's why they had to like pump out some Spider-Man movies or something.
Yeah, I'm fucked.
So I think it is kind of different, but I don't know. I understand the question you're asking. Like if If more people had access to IPs, do you think we'd get better products?
We'd get more product, for sure.
Yeah, but would it be better? I don't know.
Like, some of the oldest comic books must be getting close, right? Like, Captain America's been around for what?
That happened during World War II.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was what?
The 40s?
40, yeah. So I guess not getting that close.
No.
But that's going to be weird once it is.
Yeah.
I don't know, because you look at Star Wars, and when Lucas sold that to Disney, it's like, who else could you sell it to? You have to sell it to somebody who can handle that size, that magnitude of an IP. So they have one of the biggest developers working on the Star Wars games, and they're putting out, like, I mean, they do have their issues aside, but, you know, graphically and in a lot of other ways, some really good, impressive games, like AAA titles. So I don't know. I think we'd get a lot more, and who knows if it would be good or not.
You would imagine that if you put out a bunch of new stuff, some of it's going to be better than... Mm-hmm. But who knows?
I don't know. I could see, like, an indie developer making a Star Wars game that would actually be kind of cool and endearing in its own way, but maybe not a massive success like a lot of people
think. I saw a data chart about what all Disney owns. It's
scary.
Yeah. It was massive. Did you guys see the same one?
Mm-hmm. Probably not.
A bunch of, like, little bubbles everywhere. Anyway, Star Wars might have been...
Did you see, like, every little 12-year-old boy's dick on that chart?
Yeah, that's how they put the bubbles together, with a bunch of little dicks. No.
Whoa. What?
I don't know. I tried to write a...
No, it's like, you know how they, like, they basically grasp, like, everybody, all the children. Yeah, they get them when they're young.
Everybody. Yeah. And that was a smart move. That's why they own the world now, because they're like, let's go after the children. The children became adults.
Oh, let's go after the children.
Yeah. It's kind of like the Catholic Church. Hey now.
But they don't even, I mean, when you hear Disney, you think of a lot of that, but grab Disney actually owns skin. A lot of things that don't... Like, they own, not ESPN.
Miramax?
Yeah, like, they own movie studios, they own, like, TV channels.
But for the most part, they do try to keep it family-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, James Gunn, that whole thing.
Yeah.
That was because of that. Anyway, what was I getting to? So, Industrial Light and Magic, is that Star Wars, or what's Star Wars, what's it considered? I guess it would be under that, right?
Yes, he's the wrong person. Bobby's the only one that can answer anything like this.
I
don't know.
There was nothing. I read a lot of the chart, and I could not find Star Wars. The only thing I could find is ILM, and it was like less than 7% of what they own. Like, so we think, like, when you buy Star Wars, you're like, wow, like, double our company. But no, it was like 7% for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Marvel was more like 15, 20. So that was really big. And then... The physical parks was like a huge chunk.
I mean, how are they basing this off of revenue, or like what is the percentage?
You should look at the data chart. It's called Reddit, Bobby.
you guys have seen that terrible Street Fighter movie, right?
Oh yeah.
So there's a part in there, a quote from Bison, where he's talking to, like, Chun-Li. He's like, the day the Bison God damn it.
Rome.
To say the Bison, everybody, took over your village was the greatest day of your village's existence. But for me, it was Tuesday, which is like Disney's like...
Damn.
Since we're talking about... You guys brought this up before.
The terrible movie,
And we're kind of on, like, a movie thing right now. I went and saw The Room the other day.
Okay.
And I got taken to the Ken. And The Room... The director, I forgot his name.
Tommy.
Oh my God. Bobby, I need to bring you to one of these showings.
I've been too.
You've already been. Oh my God.
In the last year.
Really? Did you talk about it?
He talked about it.
Yeah, I haven't been to, I might have brought it up, but I haven't been to one where Tommy Wiseau was present.
Like the overwhelming cult, like, reaction.
This is like a 10, 15 year old thing.
Really? I had no idea.
Yeah, and have you heard about these high refresh rate monitors too?
Bobby with the callback.
No. So yeah. So I went in because I got asked to go to this movie, and I never pass up an opportunity to go to the movies. I love going to the movies, but I had zero idea.
Do you have a date?
You didn't know what you were walking
into. It was like, it wasn't meant to be a date, but it was a date, and I enjoyed myself very much.
Good.
Thank you very much.
You.
Yeah. But anyways, it was...
Minnie, were you there?
Ew. No. Can you stop? No.
Chi, every time my name gets mentioned, can you please not say you? Can we just like try to deter your brain from functioning?
This is the best podcast we've ever done.
She's trying to tell a story here.
Every time. Yeah, was Minnie awesome. Doing this? Ew. Fuck you, Chi.
10-foot pole was what she said last time. She didn't say ew.
No, but like, today she said 10-foot pole, but usually it's ew.
I'm saying 10-foot pole is worse, bro.
I know. I get that.
Okay, so this movie, no idea. I honestly thought, gross, Minnie. God damn it.
Ew.
Anyways, so went to this movie, and I thought it was just going to be one of those like comedic viewings where, oh, it's such a bad movie. We're going to laugh at it. We're going to have a good time. So the movie started at midnight, but it actually didn't start until at 1:30 in the morning because Tommy Wiseau or was out there like doing his like autograph signing and taking pictures for an hour and a half before the movie started.
It was so boring for you because you don't even know who the guy is.
Yeah, I don't. And the line was wrapped around the building.
Yeah.
And I've never seen the disaster artist.
Why
wouldn't
you do it afterwards? That's a weird move.
Well, yeah. Well, because
you do
it's
your Q&A and your signings afterwards. I guess he doesn't want to work at 2 a.m.
Yeah. So at like 1:30, we're sitting there in the theater. Finally, they like brighten up the lights. He comes in. You know, he gets a standing ovation. He's up on the stage. He's talking. It's almost like a live comedy sketch. He's literally going down row by row by row by row with his Q&A. So everybody's asking questions. People are throwing roses at him. I was like, okay, yeah, this movie must be really that horror bad great. But then we're sitting down and the movie starts, like people are applauding. Yes, I get that. You know, they're all hyped up, but it did not stop. Like every single moment there was a chanting in the audience.
Yeah.
There was like one of the first things is a sex scene and people were just like hooping and hollering and counting in unison how many fucking hip thrusts he did. And then like for every time a spoon showed up on his screen, literally a flood of spoons. I'm talking like 100 spoons flying inside the theater in the air towards the screen, like just throwing spoons at the screen.
Wow.
If they were playing catch in the movie, people would jump out of their seat and throw a football around in the audience.
Wow.
And it was insane.
Did you enjoy it? Not knowing what you were getting into?
Because like it felt like a flash mob sports arena, like, but inside of a movie theater.
Have you guys seen like a Rocky Horror midnight showing?
I was telling you about that too.
It's like the same thing. There's parts where the audience plays along. It's like interactive theater.
I did go to the first showing of The Phantom Menace when that came out, like at 6 a.m. Like I was there with all the people that were dressed up.
You aren't there to watch a movie. You're there to participate.
There was like people in cosplay, like doing laser battles in the front and shit like that. I mean, maybe not to the same extent.
No, if Tommy Wiseau is going to be there, and one of the times I went was right after The Disaster Artist came out, and that was intense. Yeah, that was a time when the theater was completely packed, and in those situations, you're not going to hear one bit of dialogue in the entire movie.
No, and I didn't. Like, I couldn't hear over everybody.
Because the thing is, the people that go to see these have seen that movie a dozen times or more. So.
Did the guy that you went with, I'm assuming it's a guy.
Yeah.
Did he know what he was getting into?
No, he didn't know either. I think that both of us, like, we were convinced by somebody that worked at the theater to go see the movie. And we're like, okay, yeah, okay, why not?
Cool.
And then it took us by surprise.
Wow.
And like, we didn't get out of the movie theater until like 3:30 in the morning.
Dang.
Yeah, it was late night.
But overall, good experience?
Hell yeah, it was so much fun.
Sweet.
So much fun.
How'd that come up? I don't even know what we were talking about.
You guys were talking about Disney.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't see the connection.
Makes sense. Okay.
movies. And
Yeah, you know.
No, I like the story, Chi. I just forgot how we got there.
Is that mine or yours?
It's mine now.
Where'd it come from?
Ours.
Ew. All right, moving on.
We're at the end of the show. What's everyone playing next week?
Where are
I downloaded
Warcraft?
Paladins. I played a couple of practice
games against bots. Yeah, so we'll see.
You were asking, I'm like, man, are these bots?
These got to be bots because I'm wrecking shop over here. I was 30-0.
They were literally like running in a straight line into yeah. bullets.
You know what's funny is the second game had actual players on my team.
Okay.
And they're getting decimated by the bots. Like one guy kept, and there's always that guy. There's just that guy. Even against the worst enemy, you're going to, like, how much of your, just sick of people just running out and dying. Even though I always do it when me and Bobby are playing games.
I'm going to be playing more Chrono Trigger and
World of Warcraft.
Yeah, definitely WoW and Hots and all the usual. But there was something else that was on. No, I think Chrono Trigger was the one thing that I wanted to take on this next week.
Cool. That's, I mean, you just said World of Warcraft and Chrono Trigger in 1 week. I so, know, that's, yeah. That's like a G lot. List.
How, yeah. Chrono Trigger's got to be long. That's got to be like at least 50, 10 60? Hours.
I remember 80.
80 hours?
Yeah, it's old school RPG, dude. Yeah. It takes.
I mean, Final Fantasy, you could beat that in like 20. Yeah. I average. I mean, you could do it in less.
But even a mini Del Macho can only do it in 50 hours, dude. So,
I will see. I'll look it up on how long to beat.
Little did we know that mini meant how much time he puts into video games.
Yeah, miniature amount of time.
Effort. Yeah. No, not effort. They're plenty of effort.
World of Warcraft. And, or if not that, maybe just another single player game. Cool. Resident Evil 7, perhaps.
Are you done with Graveyard, you think?
Oh, forgot about that game.
Yeah, so that's the one. They're talking about it on the PC Gamer podcast. Yeah.
They did bring it up?
Yeah, they talked about it on the PC Gamer podcast. I'll probably, like, fuck, I really want to play this game.
Yeah, I'll play it some more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me, I am going to play probably Guacamelee, unless I can find another. The thing is, Guacamelee 2 is just like more of the same. Like, it's really not a step up from
how do you know?
But it's been 5 years. 5, 6 years, yeah, maybe you're since guessing. The last one.
You're assuming.
No, I played it.
Oh, you played it?
Yeah.
Oh, how much?
2 hours, maybe three.
Okay. Yes. But, forgot that part of the podcast.
No, I didn't talk about it because I want more time.
Okay, cool. So let's get together Wednesday. We'll do a full review.
Okay.
We'll let the losers go.
23 hours for the main story on Chrono Trigger, by the way. Completionist run is 45.
Wow.
Not a completionist.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know. Maybe Final Fantasy VII was 90 hours? Or at least I put it in 90 hours.
Final Fantasy VII, that's a long one.
Yeah.
I don't know. You go back and you play these old games, and they don't take you as long. Because you know... Because
we're smarter gamers.
We've been playing games for like 10 years, and we know like all the cues.
And remember in old school RPGs, in order to find items that you really wanted, you basically had to hug and spam the search button on every single corner. Like, they don't highlight where the items are hiding. You basically just had to, like...
Check for secret walls.
Like, what's turn over every rock.
Yeah. So, you made a comment when I opened your refrigerator today.
Yeah.
That you think, because I open your door, it's weird. You have like some kind of combination door.
Oh, yeah.
And like I opened the first door incorrectly, closed it, pushed the button, and opened the correct door.
Right. As I was saying, no, you got to do the, and he had already figured it out.
And you said, I feel like gamers just understand things faster. Or
yeah, they figure things out, puzzle solve faster.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
We do it all the time, right?
Yeah, it's just such a like, I guess.
Wow, you opened a refrigerated door. Are you proud of yourself, Minnie?
Wow.
I swear to God, like, this is like, he's hunting for validation.
You know, about your comment just now? You know, I have a comment about that. You.
Sorry. This is not at all about Michi, but a comment that Emilio made about gamers in general.
Being puzzle solvers, what do you guys think? Are we better at solving puzzles?
I agree, because
at least things like that.
All the time, I deal with people who have a tough time using like a UI or an interface, and a gamer would be like, "I know how a fucking menu system works."
Right.
Like, you know, I've used the inventory system on Borderlands, so I can pretty much do anything.
We might be the most versed people in the world on UIs because we see a new UI for every game.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. You can figure it out. You can connect the dots, even though some of them may be different. You kind of understand the general idea. It's the same thing with a web page layout. Like, there's always a home button. It's usually in the top left corner. Like, you just know these things. And there's some people out there who just have no clue.
See, now after Samsung hears this, they're going to come out with a gamer fucking refrigerator.
I see Razer making a gaming refrigerator. That seems like something they do.
Yeah.
It'd have like green lights and.
Or how about like a video game console / vending machine where you get rewarded with like a treat when you do something really good in the game?
Fucking Pavlov's dog?
All right. I think we did it.
I think we're naming this one to you.
3 hours and it's about time to
really?
Call
3 hours?
It a show.
Holy shit.
252.
What? All right. What are you playing? Did you say anything?
Yeah, Paladins.
Okay.
And definitely World of Warcraft.
All right.
And speaking for Bobby, G, Minnie,
you,
and myself, you titties. That's a long podcast.